It's time for high school football on WKHM. Our live coverage of Jackson area football is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry. Live high school football is on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes coming to you from the press box here at Lumen Christi High School. Game one of this 2024 high school football season. The Titans hosting Michigan Center. Brian, it's good to be back. Beautiful weather today.
Oh, man, this is great, Steve. And it's high school sports. We're ready.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I couldn't be more ready than I am right now for this event today. And we're just glad to be here at this beautiful field. We got a great matchup. Of course, we've gone on a great journey with the Titans over the last couple of years, back-to-back state championships. We've been there for almost all of them, almost all the games. We missed one here or there, go cover Jackson High, but it's starting to feel like home games for us almost. But then they welcome the Michigan Center Cardinals here, and as both alums from Michigan Center, I don't know if it gets better than these two teams matching up for us to get to see familiar faces and have a good time at a football game.
Yeah, we can't hide our roots, Steve. I mean, that is Michigan Center roots, but I also will say, how many times have we come to this field where Lumen's played a Cascades game against the Cascades team that wants to find out if they're ready, and it usually doesn't turn out well for the Cascades team.
Yeah, things don't go historically well here for Cascades teams at Lumen Christi High School, and that Michigan Center included. And this is a Michigan Center program that's been very good in recent years. So to that point, we look at the last game, and that was last year to start the season. It was August 25th in 2023. 41-0 ended up being the final score. Cardinals got a few early turnovers, got behind very early in that game, and then never really were able to play catch-up. They just couldn't get stops, and that made things real tough for the Cardinals once they were down.
Yeah, and you know, last year we talked about this, Steve. You talk about Cardinal success. We all know about the Lumen success. We have Troy Allen and Herb Rogan, the two winningest coaches at their high school in the history. We're talking history, Steve.
All-time great history for certain. And we are really just looking at some great, great matchups here that these teams have been a part of. And I think we're going to see more matchups like that for these teams over the years as they both now move to Division VI. And I think that's noteworthy for the Titans most of all is that they've moved up a division from Division VII, where they had back-to-back state championships, back into Division VI, but so did Michigan Center. So there's a good chance that this game we're seeing right now, preview of something we might see come the postseason.
Yeah, and I talked to a couple Michigan Center coaches about that very thing, and you know, they said that's one great thing of playing Lumen this year in the first game is, hey, if they want to get there where they want to be, they're going to have to go through them again, very likely. So, as you said, this might be just part one.
Yeah, there could be a rematch in the same season with these two teams. Michigan Center 0-3 all-time against Lumen Christi, or 3-0, if you will, for the Titans. And they're coming off, again, a state championship win. Only one loss last season, and that was on the road to Gaylord, who ended their season 11-1 and lost in the regional to the eventual champion in their division, Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central. So that was a very good Gaylord team. They lost by 3 in a close game, 24-21. Again, on the road in Gaylord. Everything stacked up against them. They still almost went out there and beat them.
And they have had a few losses already this year. We're going to see how they bounce back. But the few losses I'm talking about include Gabe King, Pierre Gray, Aiden Pastoriza.
Alex Pastoriza.
There's a lot to replace, let's be honest.
True, but if you were Coach Herb Brogan or anybody on the staff and you would ask them, hey, could you win the state championship one year and the following year have your starting quarterback and running back back again, would you do it? They say, heck yeah, every time, because they have Timmy Crowley. They have Cadell Williams back. A couple other names, Charlie Saunders, Isaac Rayburg. So they got offense, defense, some returning players with some experience and great experience. Timmy Crowley was instrumental in that state championship win. And I don't have to tell you, Cadell Williams almost broke the state championship game rushing record in that game that we were at this past year at Ford Field. So this is a... They had some losses, and that's some leadership in the losses too. Gabe King in particular, one of those guys that I'm sure all those coaches would tell you, a leader on the field. But coming back with some of those guys that they have, including Timmy Crowley and Cadell Williams especially, is a good sign for Lumen that they're going to be difficult to beat again, and they're going to be vying for a Division VI state championship this year. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. When we come back, we'll set things up for kickoff. The Lumen Christie Titans hosting the Michigan Center Cardinals. 3 minute break on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center features steel power equipment, leaf blowers, chainsaws, tree trimmers, power washers, and more. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center has easy material pickup and can deliver lumber right to your doorstep. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, everything to build your world with lumber, paint, plumbing, and outdoor tools. Just 6 miles west of Jackson on M60.
The smartest way.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here at Lumen Christie High School. Titans team just coming onto the field, breaking through their banner as usual. The exciting entrance here as the band's on the field. And we'll be getting the national anthem here in a moment. So we will, really quick, Michigan Center 9-3 last season. They're coming back pretty young this year. 9-3 team with a lot of juniors class this year, and they know they knew the senior class was going to be a little short. So they're glad to have what they have with the talent and some experience in their junior class. So they're going to be fielding a little bit young team. Lost in the D6 semi just a few years ago, and I think they feel like maybe this team a year early, but they've got some talent and some speed.
Yeah, and at the skill position, Steve, kind of being quiet, we're in kind of a prayer. We'll pause for a moment, right?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll kick it off. Lumen Christie, Michigan Center on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hey there again, Jackson. This is Joel at Phelps Towing, wishing you all a happy and safe summer. Don't forget to give us a shout if you've spent a little too much time on the lake and happen to lock your keys in your car. Or even worse yet, your car won't start. We offer all types of vehicle services and are here to serve you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even on holidays. Phelps Towing is a family-owned company, and our goal is to serve Jackson County and the surrounding areas with honest, dependable service in your time of need. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921. That's 764-1921.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as we get ready for the kickoff, it'll be the Cardinals booting it away to the Titans, getting the ball first here.
I'm a little disappointed. My favorite high school area kicker, Andy Salazar, doesn't get to kick off the season.
We're looking forward to seeing him again. First quarter today brought to you by Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat to high school football. ISC over 80 years in Jackson County thanks to their loyal employee family.
Steve, you know who is going to kick it off, though, is Spencer Berkeypile, soccer stalwart.
Yeah, he's got plenty of leg out there for the Cardinals. We mentioned skill-wise, Michigan Center feels they can match up with anyone. They're going to struggle with matching Lumen's size and, I think, discipline down in the trenches. Big boot, and that's going to go over the receiver's head into the end zone and a touchback for the Cardinals. Berkeypile, a little bit of a liner kick, but it was a good 2 yards deep in the end zone when it landed.
He's got a leg, and I'll tell you what, if you're a center fan listening, be happy that that didn't go to Cadell Williams because he was back there, and yeah, he is electric.
And he's a threat to take it all the way every time that he's out there. The Titans line up will get their first offensive set as Timmy Crowley brings the play in from the huddle. again, the state championship quarterback from a year ago, and had some big moments in that state championship game. He does. They don't ask him to throw it around a lot, but he actually does have a really great arm, and when he does uncork it, he tends to make big plays.
You know, we like making comps. He is kind of my J.J. McCarthy. He did what was asked, but he has more in the tank, I think.
I think so, too. Saunders in motion. They pitch it out to Cadell Williams to the left side. Tackled, hit in the backfield, spins up to the line of scrimmage, but doesn't gain much. Cardinals fired up here. You know, we had a media day during the offseason here, Brian, and talking with Michigan center players, they had a very, I think, reasonable outlook for this game. They said they want to stay with them. They want to perform better than they did last year, the kids that remember that game. We want to stay with them. We want to play with them a little more than we did last year, limit the mistakes, and if we can stay around, then maybe we could think about beating them. You know, really, a really heady, wise way to look at it. Not to, we're going to go out and kick their butt or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Just knowing what they had to do. And so they line up here. Too wide to the right, and it looks like it was a play up the middle for Williams, but it's whistled dead. And it's going to be a false start against the Titans. So a miscue early, first game, first drive. Not that shocking to have a play like that, but it will move them back 5 yards. So as we are underway in the first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating, 11:20 to play. Second down and 14 for the Titans.
Steve, you were talking about Michigan Center's outlook, too. A great start is the one-on-one tackle that Sharp, it's funny, I call him Frenchie, but it's Landon Sharp for Michigan Center. And you tackle Cadell Williams just by yourself. That's a good start.
I-formation, fullback goes in motion up to the line of scrimmage. Pitch out to Williams to the right, mishandles the pitch. Cardinals are on him. He recovers the fumble, but that's going to be a loss of yardage again. So from the 16-yard line on the pitch out fumble, third down for the Titans.
And that was Tyree Jones to cover him up. Well, that's going to be the easiest time you're going to ever tackle Cadell Williams.
So they'll move that back to the 14. So that'll be third down and 16 here with 10.5 to play in the first quarter. First possession for the Titans. A couple miscues early. The Cardinals have been able to kind of capitalize a little bit, put them behind the chains here on a long third down play. But that's when the play calling gets created from the Titans, so it's always dangerous. They move Crowley into a shotgun. Williams in the backfield, receivers to each side. And he's going to throw, and he got him one-on-one on the sideline. Throw is there and caught and taken out of bounds near the 40-yard line. First down for the Titans. Pass and catch to Jake Contant, sophomore out there for the Titans.
You know, Steve, I think that was Cash Kalahar.
Did I misread the number?
I think that was 19, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, I had 13. Oh,
okay,
not
well, one of us is right. You know what? We're giving the credit to the right one. One of us did.
We'll figure it out, yeah.
It looks like Cash coming here.
Yeah, and that looks like the guy who was catching it. So we'll give it to Kalahar. First and 10 for the Titans from the 39. And there's a big gain up the middle. Isaac Rayburn, who I mentioned in the pregame, is one of those returning guys. Got some carries in the backfield a lot last year. Did a lot of his damage as a linebacker on defense. So a two-way player for the Titans. He masses ahead for 9 yards. Second down and one at the 48-yard line, 49.
Seems like every year I have somebody that I kind of have my love affair, like that I just really love as a player. There was Cole Simpson. Isaac Rayburn might be my guy this year. I think he's going to have a big year. You watch.
All right. Crowley under center, I formation. Receiver to the right's Cash Kalahar. They give to Cadell Williams. He takes one cut, jams through the line. Kind of rolls to stay on his feet. Great balance there. Moves into center territory, across the 40. And they'll mark that at the 38-yard line. First down and 10 for Lumen Christie in Cardinal territory from the 38. Right up that left hash, and that was what we saw Cadell Williams do so good all last year. He makes one move and then decides where he's going and just jams it in there. And he has speed to spare.
And he always has that big line that he's following, and Isaac Rayburn to kind of be his lead blocker.
Yeah. Little offset eye here. They give to the fullback, and he bashes in the line, dodges a couple tacklers. He's going to make 9 yards on that carry down to the 30-yard line. And that was Isaac Rayburn again.
And I said, I think he might be the guy I love this year. I know the coaching staff's going to love him if he's going to average about 8 yards a carry. Which
yeah, right. Move it back to the 32, but that's still second down at about 7 yards here. Or excuse me, about three, rather, at 7 yards on the gain. 8.5 to play first quarter as the clock keeps running as the Titans pounded on the ground. One passing play so far completed by Crowley to get a first down on 3rd and 16. No trouble moving since then. Cadell Williams, the deep back. Fake to Raber, gives it to Cadell Williams off the left side. Bounces off a tackler. Got the first down distance. A swarm of Cardinals get him at the 26. Not before he moves the chains again for a fresh set of downs for Lumen Christie.
And again, we know how hard it is to tackle Cadell Williams in open field when it's just you and him. Braylon Brown, Jr. for Michigan Center, did a good job of corralling him, waiting for his buddies to help him out.
First and 10 Titans. Again, they're at the Cardinals' 26-yard line. 8 minutes ticking down here in the first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson.
Do we ever see long Lumen Christie drives, Steve? Does that ever happen?
It happens virtually every time we see them play. They don't mind. They're not in a rush. They're not worried about the clock. Can we get it positive yards? There's a handoff and well blocked to Cadell Williams.
Oh.
Leaps over a defender. Stays on his feet, gets into the end zone. That flag's going to come out for the hurdle, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's illegal in high school. Great move in the next level, which we fully anticipate seeing him in the next level. But, yep, that's a no-no in high school.
That wasn't a guy diving at him either. That was somebody who was almost entirely prone. And Cadell Williams got a good 32 inches of vertical on that one.
Yeah, there's a pretty good Lumen crowd right in front of us, and you could hear the gasps.
Yeah.
Of what they just saw.
And they've seen a lot of great players and plays over many years of great football here. That one was unique. I think the last time we saw a hurdle, it was
against
it Lathers?
Napoleon.
Against Napoleon,
yeah.
In the semis. And that one got allowed, I think, in the end. But in this case, you kind of saw the penalty coming. The flag came out right away. But still, a hyper-athletic play for Cadell Williams.
Because, Steve, you are right. You know, sometimes you see a guy jump a guy when he's diving at his ankles or something, but that tackler, as you said, was not diving at ankles. He was almost upright.
Started to go low to maybe wrap him, so he was crouched, maybe we'll say. But Cadell Williams just hurdled him like he was in the high jump and he didn't know the Fosbury flop move, so he was just going as high as he could go. I can't wait to see Cadell Williams rocking some rims later in the hoop season. 7.5 to play. 1st and 17 after the penalty. Titans at the Cardinals 34-yard line. So it is a first down. They draw the Cardinals offsides, and so they're going to cut a little bit of that penalty down. Move it up 5 on the offsides. And it's first down at 12.
Another thing that we're often seeing with Lumen football is them needing a few yards and getting that hard count.
You know, when you're as disciplined as their line often is, you can count it, you can call that play, you can ask for that because one of your guys isn't going to jump. They just go in there, discipline. I don't know how, you must practice that. I just don't know how you do it.
Steve, I'm
have
also.
Have them stay in position while you flick their ear or something.
I'm just kind of pumped, too, that we're only about 6 minutes into our first game and you're already breaking out obscure track references with Dick Fosbury.
6:58 to play in the first quarter. 1st and 12 for the Titans in Cardinal territory. A couple play fakes rolling out to throw. Scott Rayberg in the flat, out to the 20, to the 10, foot race. Tackler pulls him out of bounds just at the 5-yard line. Saved a touchdown there on the tackle was Tyree Jones. But it's going to be first and goal for Lumen from the Cardinal 5-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like the Cardinal cornerback kind of bit on that fake, realized he had to go back and get Rayburn and tripped. So Rayburn there all alone.
Isaac Rayburn, a big part of this offense moving down the field here. Crowley, Rayburn, and Cadell Williams. Question is, who does it go to here on first and goal from the 5?
Take
big
your pick.
Backfield, yeah. They go to Williams. Little stutter step in the backfield. Keeps his balance. Gets through the end zone. Not a ton of contact. Cadell Williams in for the score, and the Titans lead at 6-0.
Taking one for the team now.
Cadell Williams in for the score. It looks a little bleak there for the Titans on the first part of the drive. Got 3rd and 16 deep in their own territory. Able to complete a pass play for the first down, and after that, never even stalled again. 6:43 to play, and we get Salazar out there to boot one. Cardinals jumped. So they can make it even a little closer here if they so desire. Andy Sales, our senior kicker. He's been kicking the ball for the Titans for a little while now, and he's as reliable a leg as there is in the area.
Since he was 10, I feel. Yeah. There's a couple things you can count on around here. Andy Sales, our just automatic extra point, and Tomas serving you a good cold drink at Lakeland Hills.
I think when Salazar graduates this year, he actually collects a pension from Lumen for kicking. Oh, so this time the kick is up, and it's good. And it's 7-0 Titans. All of our touchdowns today are brought to you by Brent Family Chiropractic. Let's go ahead and take a 60-second commercial break kickoff when we come back on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, still here in the first quarter, kickoff for the Titans. Just as Michigan Center's kickoff goes into the end zone for a touchback, 7-0 Titans after the score there at Cadell Williams. And we've got 6:43 to play first quarter, brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson.
Steve, there's always things in the first game that you're excited to see. I'm excited to see this new Michigan Center offense. Justin Ward is the new OC there, and he has a unique history that we'll talk about throughout the game. But he's bringing something new and fresh.
I mentioned that we had a little media day with Michigan Center, and I asked Coach Allen about the new offense. I have a little inside info sometimes. I asked him about it. He undersold it. A little sweep across, shrugs off the first tackler, but still brought down for maybe a short gain right back near the chains. Travis Collins, who is a tremendous athlete for the Cardinals, as fast as anybody in the game today, and I'll put him up against Cadell Williams. I'd love to watch them have a sprint race.
Oh, yeah. It's for speed, he'll match him.
But second down and 9 after the carry for the Cardinals, so it's nice to be moving in a positive direction. Of course, you expect to see Hinkle maybe slinging around a little bit here. He's a talented quarterback for the Cardinals, got quite an arm.
Good quarterback body, too, at 6'3".
Yep.
Kind of lanky, but strong, fast.
A little fake on the jet sweep, and now a handoff up the middle to Braylon Brown. Stops him for no gain. And that'll bring up third down at about 9 now for the Cardinals. With 5:47 to play first quarter, they trail 7-0.
Yeah, and there's Isaac Rayberg there plugging up the middle, as he has for the last year and some, it seems. Yeah. Well, here I talk about Center's new offense. Congratulations, you get to test it out against Lumen's defense.
Yeah, right. Everything in the rest, it's like going into the batting circle with three bats. Every other game after this will be like you threw both of them, two of them away, you know.
That's true.
But right now, it's like playing a game with three bats. It seems like you might be, hey, I have extra bats, but it's not working out. Empty backfield now for Hinkle, and he will throw. And they go a little screen, wide receiver screen, into the middle of the field. He's going to get the first down marker. And no flags out there, so they get it up to the 35 on a nice little wide receiver screen to Bodie Atkins. And first down distance for the Cardinals, 35-yard line.
Looking at Bodie's dad, Joe, right through the window as on the Michigan Center coaching staff. You got to be extra pumped up when it's your player and your son doing good, don't you?
Double the benefit. And I know Bodie works, and his dad's on the staff, and so he's he can't get away with it. He goes home and has to hear about it, too. Hinkle out of that. Continues to use that shotgun heavily, this time a pistol. Two receivers split left and a wing. They give it to Brown out of the backfield. Not a lot of room there. He's going to get to the 34, lose a yard, second and 11 for Michigan Center with 4:27 to go in the first. They're on their own 34-yard line.
And we see this all the time, too. Teams come in with a game plan, and you know everybody wants to run the ball, ball control. But, boy, you try running against that looming front. In history, it's usually not successful. It's a new team and a new front. We'll see. So far, they look pretty good.
Hinkle going out and reading the play, and they did get Lumen to jump on that one. And they've been kind of aggressive that way. Lumen, as you mentioned, Michigan Center runs kind of a no huddle. It's not a hurry up.
Right.
They get up to the line, read the defense, and then the play comes from the sideline. So you'll see that. We've seen it on a number of teams over the years where they'll get in and even make a fake play call and then stop, look over at the sideline, and get the actual call.
Yeah, yep. And I don't know if it's first game jitters or if Hinkle's also kind of hard counting, but now Lumen's had three times in the first four plays where guys have kind of jumped and got back on. That time, didn't get back on in time. I think he made contact.
Drew a penalty. Second down, and now it's six here for Michigan Center from their own 39-yard line. And again, players in motion all over the place, and we'll get a timeout maybe. Yeah, that is the call. Timeout for the Michigan Center sideline. We'll take a timeout as well. 60 seconds, 7-0 Lumen Christie. When we come back on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Here we go. Second and six. QB draw. Hinkle takes it up the right side, and he's going to get to the marker. Takes a big bump there, but shrugs it off a little bit. But those are those kind of collisions when he's upright like that where that shoulder is exposed. But he gets the first down and moves the chains for Michigan Center. I guess a worthwhile timeout there for the Cardinals. 3.5 to go first quarter. They trail 7-0, but moving the football, moving the chains a couple times here on the drive.
Yeah, with 3:22 to go in the first quarter, again, if you're Michigan Center, you're trying to pull some kind of upset. You just want to, you said in the pregame, just keep it close, right?
Yeah.
And who knows what happens.
At the very, at minimum here, trailing 7-0, you want to flip the field. So if you have to give it back to them, you give it back to them deep in their own territory and don't give them field position. However, I don't think they're resigned to that. I think they think they can score. Hinkle's going to run again. This time he's swallowed up about 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage there. And that'll make it second down, and they're going to give him 3 yards. Second down to 13 here. Slow to get up Titans player. On his belly, kind of thrashing a little bit. Usually you see him make it to the back before they thrashing pain, but
well, in these early games, how many times have we seen cramps too?
Oh yeah,
and that's you know, we see somebody down, that's what you instantly hope for. You don't want to see anybody hurt,
right?
But right now, they're, you know, they usually get in cramped position lifting that leg. That doesn't appear to be the case here.
To me, I'm like, you hope somebody tied their shoelaces together, because that's easier to fix than even a cramp. But after that, now you hope he's gotten up to his knees. But that still doesn't, you know, a little applause from the audience as they see him kind of getting up, but they're not helping him to his feet quite yet. But the way he's sitting, so that's not his knee or his leg.
Right,
you know,
right,
what I
right.
Mean?
You wouldn't bend him over like that.
Yeah.
In fact, I was kind of looking at that as you were saying that, like thinking, wow, he's really kind of in a bent position that would hurt me if you just put me in that.
Still down on the field here. It is 7-0. Lumen Christi right now. Cardinal football, 2:48 to play in the first, second and 13 from their own 43-yard line. Cardinals, Michigan center couldn't stop Lumen. They kind of marched it down and scored on their first possession. So this is just Michigan Center's first offensive possession. And again, we're seeing more people coming out to assist with the player down on the field. And he's really awkwardly kind of crouched out there.
Steve, while he's injured, I tell you, Michigan Center is missing a couple key pieces, including starting lineman and middle linebacker, which, again, you know, you're playing this Lumen run game. Losing your middle linebacker, Mason Bradley, that was a real shot. Although what they thought was maybe a torn ACL ended up just being a bruise, so it sounds like he's going to maybe just miss a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think they were talking meniscus a little too. And so I happened to see him on the sideline, and I said, this guy's not playing because he's a big kid. I'm tall-ish, and I looked at him eye to eye, and I was, that's a big kid. You're going to miss that size. Yeah. And then also Peyton Puckhand with a broken ankle, I think, was the call. So that's a longer-lasting injury.
And he would have been possibly a starting guard for them. So you take, you know, 40% of your line a couple weeks before the season and then say, hey, oh, by the way, you're playing Lumen Christi. That's that's not the time to lose that.
Our player's still down here on the field, and now you got athletic director Jesse Brown on the phone. So either DirecTV is calling to see if he wants to upgrade or it's a little more serious than we want it to be. Let's take a 60-second commercial break while the player's down on the field. First quarter continues. We come back brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. And they want to say thank you, of course, to their loyal family of employees. And they've been doing it here in Jackson for 80 years. We'll be back after 60 seconds at WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and our players still down on the field here. They haven't brought the golf cart out yet or an ambulance or anything, but he's still down, and they're treating him.
If there is good news, it looks like they're kind of treating the arm area. You know, you hate to see legs and knees, and you don't want to see anything.
Right. And if I joke about anything, it's not to make light of it. It really is one of the biggest bummers of anything. We come out to these games, it gets stopped because one of these student-athletes gets hurt. We wish that they all were always at 100% because then we know we're getting the best football game we can get. So it's unfortunate, certainly, and we hope that it's minor and he can bounce back from this. We're at 2:48 here, first quarter, 7-0 Titans. It is Michigan Center football. And they have second down and 13 yards from their own 43-yard line. They have moved the chains a couple times on this possession. Other games around the area, if you flipped over to K105.3 right now, you'd hear Dearborn Divine Child visiting Western, the Panthers hosting. And so that is our K105.3 game of the week in the football frenzy. Northwest is at Tecumseh tonight. That's going to be a tough matchup. Adrian Madison at Columbia Central. Napoleon's on the road at Onsted. Lutheran Westland at East Jackson today. Homer's at Grass Lake. Springport at Dansville. Vandercook Lakes at Sand Creek tonight. Leslie and Stockbridge matching up. That's always a little rivalry game.
A lot of orange and black.
Yeah. Marlette is at Manchester. Chelsea on the road at Grand Rapids North Valley. Northville? Grand Rapids Northville, I think. GLC is abbreviations don't always make sense to me. Now the player's up on his feet. And we'll jump into that Lumen Christie green and gold golf cart. Head now back to the locker room.
We're getting a look at that number now. It looks like it's Logan Decker.
Which is a shame. That's a guy they rely on for quite a bit, both sides of the football. Some games Friday. Jackson's at Monroe. Hanover Horton's at Monroe Jefferson. Charlevoix at Traverse City St. Francis. That's a nice matchup early in the year.
Sure is.
So, yeah, a lot of good games to go on this weekend. Of course, WKHM, your home for Michigan State and Florida Atlantic tomorrow, 5:30 for that broadcast. And then on Saturday, University of Michigan and Fresno State. You got a line for that game, Brian?
Yeah, I think Michigan's favored by like 21.5. Fresno's, they're plucky. I don't think you can lay that many points with them.
No. Decker carted off the field, and looks like we're going to be able to get back underway here. And wishing him a speedy recovery from whatever it is that ails him.
Yeah, Brady Howard, the JV player for Michigan Center last night against Lumen, broken arm. Well wishes to him.
Yeah.
Well wishes to Logan Decker.
Three receivers for Hinkle out of the shotgun. He's got a man up the sideline. If the throw's long enough, it's caught. Did he get a foot down? They're saying incomplete. Travis Collins on just a fly route right up the right sideline. Had a step, and that was where you can really see his speed because he had a step, and Hinkle, all he had to do was throw it far enough, and Collins did have to come back for it a little bit.
Yeah.
And tough to make the catch. I thought he got a foot down. Of course, we don't have nearly as good a perspective as the officials. So just a long incomplete pass and brings up third down.
You're right. If Hinkle brings that just in the inside a little bit more.
Yeah.
Boy, Hinkle threw that 45 yards in the air.
Yeah.
With a lot of height, too. You have a burner like Collins, that's a good way to do it. You know, a lot of times you see quarterbacks overthrow, even in the NFL. Give those speed guys a chance. How often do we see penalties, pass interference? If you come back, if you underthrow it a little bit, so be it.
Yeah, like you said, if you throw it to the inside and Collins notices and the defender doesn't, he's able to make a move on it if the defense can't.
And I don't think that defender was going to get his head around. He was.
No.
He knew he was beat.
Yep. Empty backfield again here, 3rd and 13 for the Cardinals from the 43. Hinkle looks over to the sideline. He's got a split couple guys to his right and one guy wide left. Takes the snap, back to throw. Screen play set up, comes in the middle of the field. He's got a step in the middle on the run to the 30, 20, foot race, 10, 7-yard line before he's brought down from behind. It's Trevar Collins. And maneuvering right through the middle of that Lumen Christie D line, and a great play call by the Cardinals to get that first down. And then some first and goal from their own 8-yard, or from the Titans' 8-yard line.
Well, it didn't work going deep to brother Travis, so they're saying, we'll try Trey. Which, if you listen to basketball, the Hinkle, Trey Collins, Travis Collins, those are names that you'll hear in our basketball broadcast, too.
No doubt about that. And Josh Dumont able to make that stopper. That's a touchdown. Kudos to Dumont on the pursuit there to pull him down. Inside the 10, though, first and goal from the 8 for the Cardinals. Shotgun for Hinkle. Two backs with him. One receiver split wide right. They hand it off to Brown across the field. And look at Rayburn just slashed in there and makes the stop in the backfield. And he's going to lose about 4 on the play. And you can see Rayburn kind of chilling, reading the play, and then absolutely just burst in the backfield to make that stop.
Steve, how often do you see like a guy like Josh Dumont make that hustle play and save a touchdown? And then that meaning something and keeping the other team out of the end zone. And after that play going backwards, we might be seeing it right here.
Second down and goal from the 11 here for Michigan Center now. Hinkle gets the call. We got one split left. Is Brennan forward. Two guys to his right and two in the backfield. Takes the snap, gives to Brown. Kind of changes direction. He's going to get back maybe to that original line of scrimmage, but not much more. So it'll be third and goal from there at the 8-yard line.
So here's Michigan Center down 7-0 to Lumen with 48 seconds and counting left in the first quarter, and that's that. Keep it close.
30 seconds on the play clock, 40 on the game clock, and again, 7-0 lead for the Titans, but the Cardinals looking to cut into it. Big third down play here from the 8-yard line on third and goal.
And again, two more Lumen defenders kind of jumping, but getting back. It's going to bite them sometime.
Strong side right here for the Cardinals. Hinkle back to pass. Now goes back to the weak side. And coming out of a backfield screen, and they're going to get it into the end zone. Touchdown. No flags. Cardinals answer. And I love that play call, Brian. They set up that strong side right. And then Braylon Brown sneaks out of the backfield behind a line of blockers. And they come reverse the field. Titans with great pursuit. Almost got that stop right at the goal line, but Brown had enough momentum. Jumps in, and it's 6-7. Cardinals within a score here early on. 15 seconds to play in the first.
Well, when I talked to a Cardinal coaching on the staff and asked, like, how to describe the offense, he said deception. And we've seen a few.
I kind of saw it coming a little bit, I'm going to be honest. But
you're a football mastermind, though.
Plus, I'm a mile away. With the I don't have to worry
above.
About who to tackle. Yeah. Cardinals line up to kick this one. Spencer Berkey pile. And is that Bodie Atkins on the hold?
Yep, Gavin Martinez coming running in late.
Snap holds down, kick is up. That's through, it looks like from here. Officials say it is true. 7-7, 15 seconds to play in the first. That touchdown is brought to you by... Gosh, and I have
Brent Family Chiropractor.
Brent Family Chiropractor, yeah. That's your boy.
That's my, my gal.
Your lady.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm telling you, she is great. I have back issues all the time, and she fixes it up like it's
professional.
Like she's magic.
Brent Family Chiropractic magic on the touchdown there. 30 seconds, and we got a kickoff when we come back on WKHM.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to go counter. In the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries, too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in-house. It's big city selection with small town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at a 7-7 tie with 15 seconds to play in the first. And we said Michigan Center wanted to hang around. Well, tied it up after one quarter's hanging around. Berkey Powell's going to put the boots to it. Fielded 1 yard deep. Cadell Williams won't bring it out. That's a touchback. And we've had three kickoffs, three touchbacks so far here.
Cadell wanted to bring that back.
Yeah, they can't, right?
Yep, right, yeah. He was upset. He wanted to catch that at the one and not inside the end zone.
Because you can see he's itching to just break a big play. Yeah. And before it's all said and done, I expect that he will. I'd be shocked.
Well,
between
the Decker injury and that Cardinal drive, the Lumen offense has been on the sideline for quite a long time in actual minutes.
Yeah, really. We have 15 seconds. This will be Lumen's second possession, but if for each team to only have it one time in the first quarter, we don't see that a ton. Lumen on the field in the I formation. They give it to Rayburn right up the middle, and he had all kinds of daylight. Breaks a tackle, still on his feet to the 40, still on his feet, 50. We're going to chase him down, 40, 30. Finally brought down by Brown, down to the Cardinals' 25-yard line. Just leaned in to take a glance at that, Brian. I had a perfect angle to just see what a giant hole that Rayburn had to run through. And then he did the rest of the work. He shrugged off two, maybe three guys on the way to getting all the way down to the 26, 27 before he stopped there.
Yeah, and if that was Rayburn's third carry of the game, forget that 8-yard average. Now that's up to about 28 yards.
Industrial Steel Trading first quarter. Football is over. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM when we return after a minute.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center features steel power equipment, leaf blowers, chainsaws, tree trimmers, power washers, and more. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center has easy material pickup and can deliver lumber right to your doorstep. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, everything to build your world with lumber, paint, plumbing, and outdoor tools. Just 6 miles west of Jackson on M60.
The smartest way.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
First quarter in the book. Second quarter is brought to you by Prime Cuts. I'm going to have to see those guys because I'm going to need to have something to grill this weekend.
Am I coming over this weekend for some grilling?
You're definitely invited. The definition of delicious founded in 2008. We like to say they're bringing joy to Jackson, and it's something they hope to be doing for years to come. Big city selection with small town charm.
Now you say I'm invited. Was that just because I just invited myself, or am I actually invited?
Kind of put me on front street here on the broadcast. You're always invited. You need a place to stay. Lloyd kicks you out. You need a place to live. We got a spare bedroom. You got. I'll give you 2 or 3 days.
Don't tell my wife that.
You don't need her to know yet. A soft landing.
If she knows that I have a place.
12 minutes on the clock. We'll flip field. Lumen Christie going right to left on your radio dial. Deep in Cardinal territory after a huge Isaac Rayburg play from the 27. First and 10. Flip to Cadell Williams. He finds some room in the backfield. Slashes over the 20 down to the... Get him at the... He had momentum carry him all the way down to the 16. Looks like the spot's going to go to the 16. I think that's a little generous, but they'll take it. 7-7 tie, and first and 10 from the 16-yard line.
How do you prepare for the two-headed beast of Rayburg and Williams?
I don't know. I guess you just do what you normally do and know that it's just going to be tough.
I guess you're hoping for miscues or fumbles, or it's about the only way you're stopping them.
And now, I don't know if Cadell Williams wasn't sure on the play or what, but they have to take a timeout here. And so, timeout on the field, timeout in the booth. Second quarter, 11:22 to play till halftime, 7-7 tie, 60-second break on WKHM.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamer's Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamer's.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
First and 10 from the 16. A counter play to Tom Dumont in the backfield. He takes it to the end zone. We have a flag coming in. So I guess we're waiting to see what that is. The Titans come back to the line a little dejected, like it might be against them.
Yeah, and Antoine Baker didn't look like he agreed with the call.
The one official was signaling kind of offsides there, so. But the Titans moving back. It's going to be a hold against Lumen Christie. So the Cardinals dodge one there on first and 10 from the 16. touchdown points take it off the board due to a penalty. We have not had many penalties so far, and I'll knock on wood that we don't. Cause
pretty clean for game one.
Yeah.
Although the way Lumen's moving the ball, I'm sure the coaching staff doesn't like to be behind the sticks like this, but as just a casual watcher, you're thinking, okay, that just means it's going to take two plays to get in.
Yeah, and so it goes from the spot of the foul call. It's first and 10 from the 20, making it first and 14 now for Lumen. We have 11 minutes to play here in the first half, second quarter for Prime Cuts. Crowley in the shotgun. Real tight formation here. Flips it across the formation to Mott coming. Cuts it to the outside. Hit out there at the 12 and brought down, but not before he gets about 6 yards on the play.
Harry Jones on the stop.
That's a little bit of trickery, a little something that's not all the time in the Titan playbook. That'll go down as a pass play.
Josh Dumont in the backfield now. A couple nice runs there. One that was called back on a penalty, but now we know, who's going to be in the backfield getting those carries when Cadell Williams isn't in right now. It looks like it's going to be Josh Dumont, and he's still out there with Rayburg also in the backfield. Crowley under center. Cash Kalar split wide to the right. Couple fakes, and what a ball fake there by Crowley as he takes off on the quarterback boot. Marches it into the end zone. Wow. What a fake by Crowley. Who knew he had the football? Nobody.
Even you perched up here there, mister. I saw it coming. You didn't even see that go.
That was great. Kept it down on his hip, hidden, and just about walked it in. Touchdown Lumen, 13-7. Touchdowns, of course, brought to you by... Touchdowns by Brian? Brent Family Chiropractic.
Okay, Brent, my bad. I got to work on my... I'm a little rusty right now. I was thinking that was the first quarter sponsor, but
no,
that's
they're the
touchdown
sponsor okay. All game. We might get to say their name a dozen more times. Who knows? Extra point. Nothing but good. And make it 14-7. Titans, 10:07 to play first half. 60-second break. We'll be back with the kickoff on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Listening to high school football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, kickoff here to go. Salazar giving it a boot, and that one's going to carry down to the 1, and he's bringing it out down to the 20. Breaks a tackle into the open field to the 35, to the 40. And around to the 44. They're going to get to the 44-yard line where he was tripped up. And that's Braylon Brown with the return for the Cardinals. Looked like they had him hemmed up at the 20. He just broke away.
Yeah, and how about Salazar kind of stopping?
Yeah. Salazar coming over to make the stop. Cardinals with good field position to start here. Under 10 minutes to play in the first half. Trailing it by a touchdown. And we're able to score in their last possession, so both teams able to get into the end zone on both possessions so far, or all of their possessions so far. We'll see if the Cardinals can keep that pattern going. They're going to have tough work here.
It's like Coco Gauff at the open, just hold and serve.
It feels that way. Cardinals out on the offense, spreading things out a little bit here, coming across the formation, and looks like we might get a false start here as a flag came in early. The handoff to Brown goes nowhere. Actually lost about 3, but
I think they're going to get kind of a procedure thing. I think there were 5 guys in the backfield for Michigan Center.
There's a flag on the play.
Ooh, I wish there was five guys up here in the booth like as a burger and fries.
So they spotting it at the 42-yard line, which is a two-yard loss.
Five guys is probably too big of an operation to just hear you and I talk about them and say, oh, we better send those guys
some
food.
Care.
Yeah, they don't care about us, do they?
It's not. I mean,
it's got to be something.
I'd rather have local, something Schlenker's.
Yeah, let's do Schlenker's.
That we could maybe. Nick Fuller's at the game probably, so we got to be able to get him to bring us a couple of sirloin burgers up here and some fries. Play in motion here. They did decline the penalty, so second down at 12 for center. Hinkle advising the line of the play. 8 seconds on the game clock, or the play clock. Takes a snap, play action, rolling out. He's got a man back in the backfield with him. Bounces off, still on his feet. Hinkle gets it away before Raber can get to him. And looking downfield for Trey Collins. Incomplete pass. It looked like Hinkle was dead to rights back there for about a 15-yard loss, and he bounced off the tackle. And Raber kept him under pressure, so he throws it away, brings up third and 12.
And when you look at Hinkle, he looks tall, so he looks kind of slender out there. But like I said, he's stronger than what he looks. And if you can escape Isaac Rayberg bump, you do have some strength and balance.
I know, at the risk of being a little, you know, the language being a little too salty, he's kind of a hard ass. He's a guy who will put his body on the line on the hoops court. We see it all the time.
Yeah,
almost like, hey, settle down, buddy. But
you're right.
He doesn't shy away from that contact.
I'm offended, but you are correct.
9:24 to play, 14-7. Cardinals trail by a touchdown. Now third and 12 here. As we head toward the halftime, still plenty of time. Collins in motion. Fake to Braylon Brown. Looking to throw downfield, and he had Collins open, but he wasn't looking. Hinkle had to get that away maybe a little earlier than he wanted to. Had actually an excellent throw out there to Trey Collins running the sideline, and he just didn't see it coming, and so he misses it. Incomplete pass, and the Cardinals will punt it away.
And I know Hinkle's had some college looks, and I'll tell you what, that arm talent right there was one thing. You saw Lumen was bearing down, and he just kind of a flick, and he flicked that 25 yards.
Yep.
And right on target.
And yeah, right in between two defenders out there. Collins had kind of opened into a window and just, I don't know, was looking for the play to come a little later maybe. Snap a little high to Berkey Powell. Punt kind of deflected. It's going to bounce and dribble to a stop in Titan territory at the 41. Not a lot of distance there. With 9:08 to play, Titans get it back with a 14-7 lead.
Are we going to go ahead and give sophomore Wes Learn credit for that block punt? I think he got a hand on it.
Yeah, there's no doubt that trajectory looked like he made contact with it. It was hard. I would be surprised if he didn't, actually, by how well he had that covered. So, again, 9:08 to play, 14-7 Titans lead. They get the football back on their own 41-yard line. Tough three and out there for the Cardinals when they got really good field position off a great kick return. First quarter brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating. Our second quarter brought to you by Prime Cuts. They better put a tri-tip aside for me or something, because it's right on Horton Road, right over there by the radio station.
Joey Badal, if he hears you, he'll put one aside.
He'll have one. Cadell Williams takes a handoff. Again goes sort of airborne, climbing over the pile. No flag comes off this time. He's going to be about 8 yards on the play. And actually, probably a generous spot there up to the 50, so we'll call it 9 yards, a second and one.
No, you were right about Williams going airborne, and I think when he did, he never touched the ground. You said generous spot. I think he just kind of flew to that spot.
That's where he flew to.
Yeah.
In the vicinity, on the right hash there, right at midfield by the big Lumen Christie LC.
The last drive, Cadell came out, and they were looking at his wrist or thumb or something, and he's out again now talking to the trainer after that carry.
Dumont hasn't been a problem in the backfield. He's been a problem for the Cardinal defense. They pitch it out to him on the left side, mishandles it. It's still loose. Dumont gets a couple tries at it before anybody can come. What a great job blocking by the Titans. And they'll keep possession. They'll lose a couple yards there, though. And that'll make it third down and, well, now he loses 1 yard. Third down and two.
Yeah, that ball, that had to feel like slow motion for Dumont as he was trying to crawl to corral it. And finally it came to him. It was a race between him and Spencer Berkey Pyle. Well, DeMont won.
Titans huddled up here. Titans in their Green jerseys, gold pants, gold helmet. Cardinals in the all white with red trim.
Kadarius Williams back in the game. I'm sorry, Steve.
No problem. They hand off to Williams. He's got the first down. Spins away from defender into the secondary. Still on his feet. Breaks another tackle. Still going. Finally pulled down at the 22-yard line. Did not want to stop running. And Jack Lair, who finally brings him down, but he takes it into Cardinal territory. It'll be first and 10 from the 22-yard line.
Yeah, we said Williams had come out. And the trainer looking at whether it was a thumb or wrist. He doesn't need his thumb or wrist. He just needs those legs, right? And something, being able to hang on to the ball.
And he's a guy who, from already being a good runner in his sophomore year, last year as a junior, he came out with just a little more muscle and the same speed. Now this year, I got to imagine, as a senior, you know, full-grown man practically out there, and going to be one of the best runners in the state this year, if not in the country. And they hand it off, and a good battle at the line by the Cardinals. They do take it inside of the 20, and we'll call it the 19 with Sean Wilicki on the carry.
That's the first time in probably the last 12 plays for Lumen offense that hasn't gone for more than, you know, 5 yards.
Yeah. They do get 3 on the play, 2nd and 7 from the 20-yard line.
Typical Lumen games. Clock is just ticking. We're already near the halfway mark of the second quarter.
Just give it to Cadell Williams. Well blocked, and he's going to take it out to the 10. Makes a juke move. Now another juke move at the goal line. Spins it in for a touchdown.
Did that not look like Cadell could have just kept going for the end? Like, and he almost just stopped and wanted the challenge of who can I knock down?
It did. You ever remember Jeremy Shockey?
Yeah.
Where it looked like he was looking for a guy to run into. I don't know if that's the case. Cadell Williams in for the touchdown, though, for Lumen. 20 yards to pay dirt. And it's 20-7 now. Lumen with 6:08 to play in the first quarter. Every touchdown tonight brought to you by
Brent Chiropractic.
All right. Brent Family Chiropractic. Magic for your back. Salazar with the extra point attempt. Hold is good. Kick is good. 21-7. Lumen Christie leads with 6:08 to play till halftime. 60-second commercial break. And the kickoff coming up when we return on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Kickoff is a touchback. Cardinals will take over possession here. 6:08 to play, trailing 21-7. And again, we talked in the pregame and a little in the first quarter about Michigan Center feeling like they wanted to stay close. Now's one of those times where you feel like you have to score if that's your goal, to stay around. They've already kind of surpassed last game. They did get into the end zone, but that's not going to be satisfying enough for these kids. They want to go out there and feel like they can play with Lumen.
Yeah, and they're moving the ball decent. Mm-hmm. But, boy, right now defensively it just doesn't look like they have an answer for the running game of Lumen Christie.
That's true. Cardinals offense out there. Shotgun for Hinkle. Back to throw. Another screen out there to the outside. Well blocked and well run. Good adjustment over there by the Cardinals. Brennan forward to make the catch, and no flag, so they'll get that first down. Move the chains again. That play worked early in their first drive to move the chains for them on the third down, so they come with it here on first down and get 10 yards.
And we saw Grass Lake with Braden Lape have some success against the Lumen D with some quick passes until Lumen made adjustments. So we'll see. We always enjoy see what happens at halftime.
Right, and I was going to say, as much success as we saw anyone have against Lumen last year, really in the postseason even, they had the best game plan at least, because I feel like the following week we went and saw them play somebody who seemed like on paper they matched up, and Lumen throttled them.
Yeah.
So going out there with the game plan matters, and right now something like that's working. They go to Braylon Brown on the handoff. He's got a little room in the middle of the field past the 40. Down to the 42. And it looks like they've given the 43 on that carry. First down again here. So consecutive plays that move the chains for the Titans, and a good inside run there by Braylon Brown for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's the one and only good inside run for the Cardinals right now, as Lumen been stuffing those holes.
Yeah, if they wanted to find something to move the football, they kind of had to go outside of the hashes and some trickery, but that just kind of straightforward little dive play. Hinkle looks to the sideline for the play call, gives it to the line, steps back into that shotgun. First and 10 from the 42. Quick pass to Collins. He struggles with catching it for a moment. Able to hold on even after contact, and he gets it out for about 9 yards on first down.
Again, just another quick pitch and catch.
Just bounced off of Collins' hands a little, but good concentration, and he makes the catch in second down and one here into Lumen territory at the 48-yard line. 4:27 to play first quarter. Trailing 21-7 are the Cardinals. Kind of a pistol formation with Brown in the backfield. Bodie Atkins split to the right. I think that is the call. And there's a nice throw up the seam. Wow, what a great catch there by forward. It's a little throw into the seam, into a small window. Hinkle making a great throw. Forward able to hold on. He took a hit, and he goes to the sideline here, but not before he moves the chains, and the Cardinals move it inside of the 40-yard line to the 38, first and 10.
You're right. He took a hit from Mason Herney. And great tackle by Herney, because he did it all legally. You know, he did that across the middle. Seems like they always throw a penalty flag when somebody gets hit hard, but proper technique. Herney laid the lumber to him. Forward did a great job to just hang on to that ball.
Good throw, good catch, good tackle. Just great football right there. And with 3.5 to play, the Cardinals on the march here. 21-7, they trail. And right now that quick passing game has been their best weapon. And now a little uncertainty. Coach Allen's going to take a timeout here. So with first and 10, timeout for the Cardinals on the sideline. Let's take 30 seconds. We're back with more on WKHM. 3:22 to play in the second quarter for Prime Cuts.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 3:22 to play here in the first half. Cardinals trail 21-7, but on the march here so far. They took the timeout. Our last update from over at Western, 13-0 Panthers with 9:22 to go in the second. I can only assume they're closer to halftime or maybe even at halftime, and that score is still the same because I haven't gotten an update since then.
Yeah, we had that little, 15-minute injury ordeal here.
Puts us a little behind, but we probably make that up pretty quickly with the way the Titans keep the clock running with their ground game.
And how about the accuracy of Hayden Hinkle right now? He's fitting that ball into some tight windows, and he's getting it out quick.
Yeah, that throw was as good as I've seen that last one. Now he's going to be under pressure. He scrambles away, stays on his feet. He's going to get back to the sticks. Now twists away from the tackler. He's moving it forward inside the 35 before he stopped at the 34. So what could have been a 3 or 4 yard loss turns into a 4 yard gain. Second down and six now for Michigan Center.
One thing Hinkle can be happy about is he doesn't have Pastoriza and Luke Smith chasing him down. because, boy, how often did we see that last year with those two guys just living in the other team's backfield?
Yeah, if you were even a little slow to make a play back there, you had that giant pass to Reza looming or Luke Smith chasing you out of the pocket just so you would run into Pastor Reza. It was a bad time. It's not as though they're any less effective right now. And, gosh, they let him right through to throw that wide receiver screen out to forward. And that was just nice defense by the Titans to come and close off the running lane. And once forwards paused his momentum, the rest of the Titans came to get in there. And I don't know who made that initial stop. But
that was Sean Wilecki, and that was a good stop. You're right.
Even though he probably doesn't make the tackle, we closed off that running lane and forward had to try to make a move. That's when just gave him enough pause for the rest of the Titan pursuit to get there. Third down and again about six.
So those Titan defensive backs are kind of seen this now a few times. You wonder if Michigan Center has some kind of stop and go.
Yeah, some sort of a play to build off of that play.
Yep.
It's Atkins and forward both split to the left. Nobody on the right side. They give it to Brown out of the backfield, and he's only going to get maybe a yard and stop. Oh, they're going to give him a loss, actually. So that'll make it fourth and seven with about 90 seconds to play in the half. And it's looking like on this part of the field with that much time left, the Cardinals maybe going to attempt their fate here and go for it on fourth down.
And, you know, I think that handoff there kind of showed that. Like, the Cardinals kind of wanted that clock to be ticking. They didn't want an incomplete pass and give Lumen offense some time, so I think that's why the run there.
Empty backfield for Hinkle, four wide receivers, and they might walk this right down. 15 seconds on the play clock, minute seven on the game clock. Tightening the formation up a little bit. There's a snap with about 8 seconds. Looking downfield is Hinkle into the middle of the field. Caught and tackled and lifted up at the 20, and a flag comes in late. And we have a Titan player slow to get up is Kendall Williams. The tackle went in maybe a little low. I guess that's the only thing I could see, but nice catch and holding onto that one was Miles Stewart there in the middle of the field.
And that was Adam Fuller with the tackle. And again, what I looked to be a good tackle, but a flag was instant. I don't know if they called that, like, you know, against a defenseless receiver. We see that all the time.
Is that who you had on the catch, number seven? It was forward. They have number one. Okay, Brennan Forward coming across to make that catch. And again, another one where he catches it, gets stuck immediately. Great job holding on. And now we're kind of waiting for the penalty call here as they discuss it.
You know, I almost think that was going to be an original call against Lumen for, like, some kind of illegal hit. But then maybe Forward got up and had something to say. So these might be offsetting.
They just picked it up. First and 10 for the Cardinals from the 20. 55 seconds to play in the first half. 21-7. The score, Titans lead it. And Michigan Center getting the play call here. And that should start the clock back up, and that's what happens.
Glad they picked that up because that looks just like a good tackle by Fuller.
Certainly no, even if it was a little bit off, it certainly wasn't with malice. 40 seconds. Cardinals taking their time here. First and 10 from the 20. There's the snap. Play action to Brown. Rolling out. Chased out of the pocket. Rayburg's after Hinkle. Lobs it to Brown. Caught. Down to the 15. Good tackle out there, but good job by Hinkle buying time. And clock stays running with 21 seconds. And they'll stop it here.
Cardinal timeout there.
Cardinal timeout. Let's keep it here. Second quarter brought to you by Prime Cuts and winding down here. Prime Cuts on Horton Road. And as you mentioned, Brian, they've got some lunch stuff over there. Go and see them for lunch at lunchtime if you're over in that side of town.
This is maybe a weird thing to say, but what a good chicken pot pie they have, too.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
Beef jerky selection that I love to go in and just grab some. Matter of fact, I brought beef jerky as a passing dish at an event. My wife's going, what do you eat? It's not a passing dish. I said, just wait. It was gone before dinner time. Perfect to bring. Just a suggestion.
Okay. Good pies there. Just good everything.
Eight-man football going on tonight. Litchfield's visiting Concord tonight. Good luck, Yellow Jackets. And Pittsford at Britton Deerfield, Toledo Christian and Lenawee Christian. A little Christian matchup. Christian on Christian violence. Our game brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee, Soft Water, AeroQuip Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling. Ghost Energy Drink went with the citrus flavor to kick things off for the year tonight.
I noticed that.
I had a I had the Swedish fish flavor yesterday.
Okay.
So I'd like to kind of keep a rotation going.
Yep, I'm good with the citrus to start out the year. It's a staple.
It is. That's my go-to. If it's there, I have to say citrus or something else, but it's never not citrus. Does that make sense?
I like seeing like the
fire truck
coming in with the lights on.
21 seconds. Second and five for the Cardinals. 21-7, they trail in Lumen territory here. Back to pass is Hinkle. Throws in the middle. Caught into the end zone. Touchdown, Bodie Atkins. Hinkle with time. And if he's got time, he's shown. He's hitting the target. Great route, Atkins. Great catch. Touchdown, Cardinals. 21-13, Michigan Center hanging around.
Yeah, that's a big score right there before the half for Michigan Center. If they were going to entertain any ideas of being in this game, that had to happen.
And a nice, really nice possession there for Michigan Center. Kind of maybe changing up what they want to do all the time and going to the air a little more, but Hinkle's showing he's more than capable of that.
And the Cardinals are going to receive the opening kick in the second half as well.
15 seconds. The kick is up. It's a little low, but it looks like it got over the crossbar.
Did make it.
That is the call.
It's the lowest made extra point in the history of football.
Without hitting the crossbar. All right, we got 15 seconds to play here first half. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we'll get our final kickoff of the half, I think, next on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian the Professor Haynes. 15 seconds to play first half, 21-14. Cardinals score to keep within a score of the Titans, and the kickoff is up high to the right. It's going to bounce and go out of bounds. That looked like it might bounce and just stop, but just out of bounds. Penalty flags come out.
That looked like a play to me where they said, no matter what, do not kick it to Williams.
Yeah. So, you get a re-kick?
I would think Lumen might. I mean, when you have electric guy like him, make them do it again, and now you can't kick it out of bounds. Here's why I wonder if Michigan Center might just kind of squib one up the middle and go ahead and give up that field position, knowing that a couple ticks will come off the clock with the play itself.
15 seconds, 21-14, and we'll get a re-kick this time from the 35. So Cadell Williams and Tom Dumont deep. It's Josh Dumont. I keep wanting to call him Tom. I don't know why. I think I know that guy, Tom Dumont, actually. Chelsea State Bank, I think. There's your kick. It is a squib. You called it, Brian. It's still going to go to Dumont through their legs. No one can field it, and it's going to go into the end zone. Couldn't have gone better for you if you're Michigan Center. Dumont and Cadell Williams both there, and it looked like they were just letting it go through their legs.
I think that was a smart kickoff there.
Yeah, it worked out. So 21-14, Cardinals trail. And now they have to hold the Titans out for 15 seconds. And
I think we've seen enough Lumen games where they'll hand it off and, you know, maybe see if Cadell can break one, but it's probably going to be about it. It's probably be the last play of the half, would be my guess.
Fans still here in the stands. None of them have jumped up to run over and grab a Titan dog over there at the band boosters booth. Maybe they're saving it for after the game so they can head over to Schlenker's probably closed, so they'll have to find something else to eat or drink.
Steve, we won't even get a Williams handoff. Just going to take a knee and go make those adjustments, both teams.
And that's always something I count on for Lumen Christie. I think it's what they've done better than everyone since we've been watching them is halftime adjustments. That's where they win a lot of games, I think. So we'll see what they do differently against the Cardinals in the second half, and we'll see what Michigan Center draws up in the second half, too. 21-14 our score at the half. And let's take 3 minutes here. When we come back, we'll recap the first half and enjoy the band performance here at Lubbock Christie High School, where the Titans lead 21-14 on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Prime Cuts Meat Market. All natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to go counter. In the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in house. It's big city selection with small town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes at the half here. Lumen Christie leads at 21-14, but Michigan Center, plucky, hanging around there in the first half. I got Hinkle with 135 yards on 9 for 13 passing.
Yeah, and if he was 9 for 13, three or four of them maybe were drops.
Yeah.
Because he's been accurate.
Yeah, and we think of that one that could have gone for about 15, 20 yards on a fling to Trey Collins where he just wasn't looking the right direction, and that, you know, that I wouldn't even say miscommunication, just Hinkle right. Had to get rid of it quick.
Yeah.
And so,
and another one I will say was maybe on Hinkle where he just led Travis Collins to the sideline a little too much. He caught it, but just maybe 1 foot on the sideline.
Yeah, if he gets that one, we're talking about 160 yards, 170 yards in the first half passing. They may have to keep doing that because Lumen has been extremely stout against the run, but on that last possession, if Hinkle gets a little time in the backfield, he's showing he's going to find an open guy and get the throw right where it needs to be. So you may see Lumen changing what they do in coverages. I want to say they were doing a little maybe zone there on that last possession. So you might see them go man-to-man. I think they can stay with receivers. But I said in the pregame, Michigan Center's got speed.
Yeah, you know, even talking to a Lumen coach, he even flat out told me before the game that he thinks that Michigan Center's athletes, their top athletes, are every bit as athletic as Lumen's, and maybe more.
Yeah, and I think the Cardinals coaches said the same thing.
Yeah,
and they said if it's skill, if it's speed, we can stay with them. But we don't think that's going to be the difference. Going to be blocking. Can we hold them? You know, can we keep them off Hinkle's back? And that'll be the task for them in the second half, because Lumen will adjust, maybe call some different blitzes, do different things. And that's what I said before we went to the break. That's what Lumen does better than anyone is adjust.
And not only can they block them, but on the defensive end, Michigan Center's line has been getting pushed around a little bit. You know, we talk about Cadell Williams and Isaac Rayberg and what great runners they are, but they are getting 4 yards before they're getting touched.
Yeah, and in that first possession for Lumen, where they had a false start and then they had a botched pitch, dropped pitch. And so they had Michigan Center had them at 3rd and 16. That's the last time it looked like the Cardinals were going to get a stop.
Yeah, yes.
And get them off the field. So,
have they gotten a stop?
No.
So it's three Lumen possessions.
Three touchdowns. Yep.
Yeah.
Cardinals are 2 for 3. And that's the difference maker. Otherwise, it's 21-21. So, Michigan Center doing what I heard their stated goal was here. They want to play with Lumen Christi. They want to prove to themselves that they can. And then feel like if they can hang around a little bit, then they'll start thinking about, well, how do we win this? And right now, check off number one, hanging around. You got another couple quarters to do that. And Lumen Christi is a team that tends to pull away in the second half. So a lot of work still cut out for the Cardinals, but a better showing than last time. And I think the fans over there on the opposite bleachers are going to be very excited about this game.
Yeah, and if that's their only goal, Steve, they might as well just go get on the bus. Because if all you want to do is prove to yourself that you could hang on, they've proven that. And so go hop in the bus, and we'll see you in the first game of the districts, right?
But if you're Troy Allen in the locker room right now, what are you saying to those guys? Except, hey, look at that. We can hang with these guys. Let's go out and do it again, and let's win this. You know, you've got to pump those guys up to go out there and say, we need a little more work here. We need to do, but that you feel like you can. And by the way, Coach Herb Brogan's been here before. He's been everywhere before at this point. He knows what the right thing to say, and maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's just this blocking, this blitz, and this coverage, and we go out there and we shut down what they've been doing well.
Well, and sometimes you do feel like you know, you don't have a lot to say. You just got to do things better. I do think Lumen is going to have to make a few adjustments to stop this Cardinal attack, which has been odd because they came out running the ball, right, kind of, in very few throws. The last two possessions, I don't know if they've run it at all, except for maybe the one run with Brown to just kind of bring the clock down a little bit. But, yeah, and on the Michigan Center side, if you're Coach Troy Allen, you got to challenge your defense. And, you know, sometimes it's not about heart, and it's not because they're playing harder than you. They just might be bigger, better. And that may be the case, but you have to still challenge them and say, hey, we get a couple stops, we can win this ball game.
So, as we mentioned, Titans got the scoring started on their first possession. Started out a little rough. Got themselves a 3rd and 16. Carly went out, threw a nice pass.
Cash Kelleher, was that who came down with that? Yeah.
They moved the sticks, and from there they never looked back, just kind of marched it down the field and scored. Cardinals came out and answered. Titans get it back. Again, kind of a march down the field, run off some clock as they tend to do. Then they get a stop, and I don't remember if it was 3 and out quite, but quickly turned things around and then went out and scored again. And then the Cardinals on that last possession were able to convert on some long plays, make some things happen, and get down and score. And, of course, the Titans took the knee to get into the second half.
Yeah, that was Hinkle making some impressive passes, and the finishing one was a touchdown to Bodie Atkins. We had Cadell Williams with 2 touchdowns and a great run and fake from Timmy Crowley for a third touchdown run. I think it was Braylon Brown on a little 13-yard screen pass was the other Cardinal touchdown for anybody keeping track at home.
Yeah, and Rambushinsky's coming back with 2 dogs in the pregame and now halftime nacho plate.
I think he's bringing us those nachos. Those can't be for him. He already had 2 hot dogs. Oh, nothing, Brent. We're just talking about eating habits.
I don't know how you could come out here to Lumen Christi and not take advantage of a couple different of those entrees that they offer, because they've got a smorgasbord.
When you're a country club champion with the blue blazer, you can eat what you want.
I love it.
And he's sharing right now. I'm having a nacho.
All right, well, we're going to go to the halftime break here. Another three-minute break coming up. And then the This Week in High School Sports from the MHSAA. And then we'll be back out here at Lumen Christi. It's halftime, 21-14. Titans lead. Cardinals get the ball back when we return on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Bring home select L-Series equipment for $0 down, 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus save up to $300 now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details. King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson on Lansing Avenue. Find them online at KubotaKings.com.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
MHSAA athletes come back from Paris with medals and a celebration a century in the making. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Welcome back to another school year and another season of highlighting stories from across the state. The 2024-25 school year is a special one here at the MHSAA. It is our 100th year, a century of celebrating school sports. All year long, we'll highlight the people, places, and things that have helped shape the MHSAA. Rivalries, records, top players, we'll look back at it all, both at MHSAA.com and on our social media pages. For example, on August 26, 2017, Dylan Gordon had a 99-yard run for North Farmington, tied for the longest in MHSAA history. On August 29, 2003, Ben Baragray of Gaylord had 7 quarterback sacks in a game against Ogama Heights. And on August 30th, 2010, the highest scoring tied soccer game happened twice. Berrien Springs and Buchanan tied at 6, as did Coloma and Cassopolis. Every day this school year, we'll highlight records from the past 100 years. And each Friday is Photo Friday. We'll be showing off historical photos from our files. And every week, we'll be highlighting something that has helped make the MHSAA what it is today. So check us out online and on social to see how we're celebrating a century of high school sports. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. Traverse City St. Francis's Grace Slocum, she shot a 2 under 142 to win the Bob Lover Classic by a whopping 14 strokes. Bay City John Glenn's Trent Phillips, he netted the game winner in a 1-0 victory over Bay City Western in the Bay County Boys Soccer Championship. Earlier in the day, Phillips scored his first career goal. And at Jennison's Seth Connor, the senior was the fastest at the Benzie Pete Moss invite. Jennison was also the best cross-country team in the big school boys division.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
In football, it's often said that holding happens on every play. But does it? When an offensive player uses their hands or arms to illegally restrain a defensive player, that's holding. This typically happens when blockers grab or pull defensive players away from their path, impeding their ability to make a play. The penalty is 10 yards from the previous spot. Defensive players can be flagged for holding as well. That's also a 10-yard penalty and an automatic first down for the offense. An example of defensive holding is when a cornerback grabs a receiver to slow him down before the ball is thrown. If that same contact happens while the pass is in the air, then it's pass interference. Defensive pass interference is a 15-yard penalty.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. The MHSAA was well represented at the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. 15 athletes who played an MHSAA sport participated, with 3 bringing home a medal. Grand Blanc's Grant Fisher earned 2 bronze medals in the 5,000 and 10,000 meter races. He's the first American to medal in both events at the same Olympics. Caledonia's Elena Olson was on the bronze medal winning women's rugby team. And Devin Booker, who played basketball at Granville his freshman year, was on the gold medal winning men's basketball team. Heath Baldwin, Adam Kuhn, Freddie Crittenden, Aaron Cummings, Andrew Evans, Hobbs Kessler, Grace Stark, and Abby Tamer were all also in London for Team USA. 4 other countries were represented by an MHSAA athlete. Cindy Ofili-Sember ran for Great Britain. Miles Amin wrestled for San Marino. Alex Rose threw the discus for Samoa. And Udodi Anwuzariki ran for Nigeria. Congrats to all who qualified, and we hope to see even more familiar faces at the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for fall classes. A better life, a rewarding career, peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all-natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to go counter. In the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries, too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in-house. It's big city selection with small-town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lamer's Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamer's.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
But I knew him back in the day.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes here at the half. Lumen Christie leading 21-14 at home. And Michigan Center will get the ball back, chance to tie this up. And adjustments to the name of the game here in the second half. If you're Michigan Center, I don't know, do you look for more ways to run the football just to keep that a part of your, I think you got to keep that a part of your offense, because so much of what you do in the passing game runs off a play action or misdirection.
Yeah, and maybe due to the success, you know, a lot of people run the ball in order to pass. Uh-huh. This could be an opposite thing, and not that that was the plan coming in, but maybe some of that last, you know, that last half of the last quarter there might open up the Michigan Center run game a little bit.
Yeah, that's always something, a possibility. In the meantime, I think Lumen Christie doesn't have to do much adjusting on offense. You can continue to run it.
Yeah.
Rayburg, Dumont, and, of course, Cadell Williams have all had success running the rock. So Michigan Center's adjustment needs to be to figure out how to shut that down. And I think Lumen Christie's good enough that if Michigan Center sells out on the run, they'll burn them with a play action, and they're ready to do that too. So Michigan Center, you kind of got to figure out how to stop the run without committing more manpower to it entirely. So I don't know if there's a way to do that, really.
You know what else I could see is them really committing to do that and Crowley faking and taking off, you know, some kind of naked bootleg and just being open because of Michigan Center selling out on. And, you know, when you're an underdog and you haven't shown that you can stop them, at some point you do have to do that and say, okay, you have to beat me a different way.
Right, exactly. And I think the other thing that Michigan Center needs to do, there were a couple of like pitches that went awry for Lumen, you know, pitch outs that got dropped and not a center player in it near enough to capitalize on maybe a turnover. So if turnovers start to happen, whoever is the beneficiary of that can actually, you know, seize some control in this game. And so that's the things I'm thinking about going into the second half. Can either team get the other team to turn over?
Yeah.
And can they get to Hinkle? Because if he has time back there, and they've proven that they can get to him, and he's had to create a little extra time, and he's done that pretty well, actually. But if they can really make him uncomfortable in the pocket, then it all kind of falls apart for the Cardinal offense.
Yeah, talking to somebody at halftime, one of the fans, he said, well, is this going to be a game where just whoever has it last wins? And I said, you know, I don't, that doesn't feel like it unless Michigan Center finds a way to stop them. Because right now it just feels like, you know, and it was a crazy amount of low possessions. Lumen Christie had the ball three times. Michigan Center had it three. Lumen scored all three and didn't look like they were going to be stopped. So, you know, Center's going to have to find a way to stop, although they don't have to do it right here because they will receive this kick.
And it's the first possession of the second half, and gosh, there's a lot of football to play, but doesn't it feel big if Michigan Center can come out and score?
You know, I made a little tennis analogy about holding serve, and And I was kind of joking, but it really does kind of feel like that. Like, who's going to break whose serve? And right now, Lumen's up one break to nothing.
Definitely feels apt. Third quarter getting started here, brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center on Spring Arbor Road. Love that they're that close to where I live out in Parma, because that's a place you can rely on for a lot of different things you might need. As the kick goes, deep fielder at about the 4, and return to the 20. Turn it to the middle of the field and brought down at the 20. First tackler there brings down forward, and that's where the Cardinals will get the football. Nice tackle there.
That was a really good tackle. And I think that was Kenyon Bashinsky on the tackle. So that's just karma. Dad shares some nachos, Kenyon makes a tackle.
By the way, these fortunate fans here at Lumen Christi week in and week out to have the band boosters putting their gourmet stuff together. And then Marino's there too. Nachos, hot dogs, burgers, just about anything you could hope for is available to you here at Lumen Christi in the concessions at the half. We're back at it. First and 10 from the 20. Michigan Center, Hinkle in the shotgun. He's going to throw on first down. Looking, now rolling out, now running. Hit at the 20. Shrugs it off. Spins away from another hit at the 22, but he's only going to get a couple yards on the play. And that'll bring him second down and 8 for Michigan Center.
Yeah, kind of we wondered about what would Michigan Center come out if they would go back to that run that they started early in the game. But, hey, why mess with the success they had, I guess.
And I feel like Hinkle felt pressure before it even got there that time. He didn't seem to have anybody chasing him down, but he knows he only has a moment back there in the pocket.
You know, it's funny. We've seen Rayburg doing a good job of getting in there chasing him, but it's just a difference when it's Rayburg chasing you versus 6'8" Pastoriza.
Really, yeah. Hinkle takes the football play action keeper. Little run pass option, maybe a little QB option there. He holds it, dives into the pack, and gets out to the 26. And that'll bring up third down and about 4 for the Cardinals. You know, it can be a third and manageable here. 11 and a half to play second half. And 11 and a half to play in the third quarter. And it's 21-14 Lumen, but Cardinals with a third down and manageable.
You know, Steve, when you haven't shown that you can stop the other team, you almost wonder if Michigan Center just feels like they're in four down territory, because what's the difference if you give them the ball at the 40 or your own 30?
I think there's a difference. Hinkle adjusting the play here at the line of scrimmage in the shotgun. Two receivers, and now looks like maybe he was going to hand it up. Now forced to run around with it. He's got it tucked in the backfield. They won't pull him down for a loss, but all he'll do is maybe gain a yard. And that looks like a broken play back there, Brian. I don't think it was an option. I think he meant to hand it off and then stuck. Great shot by Hinkle to stay on his feet and bring it to down fourth down and 2 yards. And they may stay out and run something on fourth down and 4th and 2.
You know, and I know you said there's a difference, but, Steve, we talk about this all the time, too. High school punters, I mean, unless you really have faith in your punter, which it does look like they're bringing out Berkey Pyle, and he does have a leg, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're only going to net 25 yards on a punt, why not just go for it, especially when you're an underdog?
Especially at 4th and 2. Yeah.
Yeah. But, again, Berkey Pyle has a leg.
Yeah, I'll say 4th and 2 is different than 4th and 4, honestly.
Yep, yep.
But in this case, Berkey Pyle, he just needs to get protection because last time he got it deflected. Takes the snap, standing on about the 17, kicks it away. It's a liner. It's going to bounce and take a Cardinal roll inside of the 30. Now down to the 24 before it jumps out of bounds. They're going to give him the 23, so that one did flip the field.
Yep.
Worth punting. And once it was that low liner and kind of to the left of the return man, he just kind of let it go and knew he was going to let it bounce because he didn't want to go try and field that flopper.
But that is one where you're that return man and you can kind of see the way that is. You kind of got to do what you got to do to get over there, and because he could have stopped 20 yards of roll.
Yeah. 9:54 to go here in the third quarter. Brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. And Titans get their first possession of the second half, leading by 7 with the football at their own 23.
Well, that choice to punt there makes me think the Cardinals think they can make some adjustments to stop this Lumen offense.
Handoff goes to Rayburg, and he goes to the outside. He is still going to get a game, but not what we've been seeing from them so far. But I tell you what, if you knew at 1st and 10, you would go and give it up to your fullback for 5 yards, you'd run it all the time. And they're going to give him really 6 on this play, so 2nd down and about 4.
And that's a luxury, too, where your fullback's even fast enough to run out wide. I'm sure Travis Collins, who pushed Rayburg out of bounds, was happy he was going out of bounds and he didn't have to meet him head on.
Yeah, that was quite a collision, even as a deflecting blow there. Little misdirection, counter play by Cadell Williams. Doesn't quite get ahead of steam, but does maneuver through traffic to get the first down, down to the 36. And he's still down on the turf here. And that looks like the cramp reaction there.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, at 80 degrees or whatever at game time, humid, cramps are not out of the question. And we expect that to be a part of the first couple weeks of coverage every year, really.
And it's funny, Andrew Salazar even kind of waved off the trainer like, hey, I hold his leg, no problem. I can do what you do, along with just kicking big boots.
So 9:43 to go here, 21-14 our score. Cadell Williams still getting stretched. Now one of the Cardinals players getting stretched.
Contagious cramps.
About 3 yards from one another. And for the Cardinals, that is Chris Fox.
Yeah, Foxy.
Junior.
Well, Cadell's really being stretched out, and it looks like both legs. He's got a trainer on each leg. You don't see the double cramp very often.
No, you don't.
That happens to me sometimes about 2 in the morning after a long evening.
I know, I know exactly the kind of play you're talking about there. No trainer around at that time, which is unfortunate. 9:43 to go here, 21-14, and Cadell Williams now to his feet. But still not really putting weight on that left leg. Now he kind of saunters off, so he'll take a break for a play or so.
I guess that's one thing if you're Chris Fox and maybe you see Cadell playing college ball next year on TV or something, you say, well, I healed from cramps faster than he can.
Yeah. Is he that impressive?
Yeah, really. Why am I not playing?
Clock running. Dumont in the backfield now. Under center and play action, rolling back to pass. Lets it go. Got a step in the seam. Kelleher with the catch. One man to beat. Breaks the tackle. Kelleher on the run to the end zone. Touchdown. Lumen. One-on-one coverage. Crowley threw him inside, threw him open. Kelleher made the catch, broke the tackle. Touchdown, Lumen. 64 yards to Pater.
It was a great route and a great catch by Kelleher. But again, about Crowley just being right on the money. As always, I'm telling you, this kid can do a lot more than what he ever gets to show.
They don't ask him to throw often, but when they do, touchdown Lumen. 9:18 to play in the half, and the Lumen lead doubles to 14 with the make here by Salazar. Maybe I don't want to take it for granted and jinx him. There's the hold. The kick is up. That looks good. No jinx at all. 28-14 Titans. 30-second commercial break. We got a kickoff coming when we return on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, 9:18 to play here in the third quarter. Cardinals will get their second possession of the second half here. Unable to do much with their first. Had to punt it away. Something that hasn't changed from the first half. They still don't seem to have an answer for the Titans on offense.
You scoffed at me a little bit when I said, is there a really big difference? Or does it matter if you get them to the 20 or give it to them there? They're going to score.
Well, I guess I just want Crowley's stats to be more impressive.
Yeah, well, you got that accomplished. And that was an impressive throw and a good catch.
64 yards, yeah. So we'll tee it up here and let Michigan Center get another stab at it. And if I thought that first possession felt important, you know this one feels even more so as you're down by two scores now. You can't let that take your wind, that big play there. You got to go back out there and execute.
And even though you take any score, you'd really like to be able to chew up a little clock, too. You don't want to send your defense back out there after three plays, that's for sure.
Yeah. So there's a big boot by Salazar. That one's going to get into the end zone. And a touchback. It's a nice weapon if you're Luke Christie to know. You can just let Salazar blast it through the end zone. And
well, it helps to have a 28-year-old kicker. I want to see the papers on this guy.
And he wouldn't mind getting this to a running. He wouldn't mind getting this to a running clock so he can, because he's got to get up at work early in the morning tomorrow.
Oh, he's got a cramp.
Even with the holiday weekend.
Kicking leg has a cramp.
Oh, wow, and he did.
Yeah, I want birth certificate, though.
Well, we got him stretching. We got another guy over here getting stretched out as well. Just start handing out pickle juice shots. Literal pickle juice.
Oh, okay, like, I was going to say.
I don't think you can do the pickle juice. Cardinals first and 10. There's a handoff to Brown coming across the formation. Now cuts it back in. Stays on his feet, breaks a tackle onto the sideline. Brown in a foot race. He's got speed. He's down to the 40, 30, 20. Nobody's going to catch him. Touchdown, Michigan Center. 80-yard run. Braylon Brown bounced off a tackle and just turned on the Jets. And that's the speed we talked about with Michigan Center. Once they get to unleash it, we got to see all of it right there.
And I said you don't want to necessarily send your defense back there in two or three plays. And they're going to, but I guess at least they're going to have seven in their pocket. What a route. How fast was Brown right there? We're used to seeing Lumen Christie defensive backs catch people. He was separating the longer that play went.
That was some wheels for Braylon Brown and a huge run for the Cardinals. And they'll cut that lead back to seven here with just 9:04 to go.
Steve, how many yards was that?
80. First play from scrimmage there at the 20-yard line. 80 yards to pay dirt for Braylon Brown. Ricky Powell snaps a little high. The hold gets down quick, and he's able to get the kick through. So it's 28-21. That touchdown brought to you by Brent Family Chiropractic. Magic for your back. And we will take a 60-second commercial break with a kickoff coming up on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
The big plays keep piling up. Kickoff fielded by Dumont at about the 8-yard line. He cuts through the Cardinals coverage team, pushed out of bounds in Michigan Center territory up the sideline, and looking for the official spot here, and it looks like it's going to be at about the 32-yard line. First and 10 for the Titans in Cardinal territory at the 32 with 8:54 to play.
Josh Dumont announcing to the crowd that Kanell Williams is not the only electric return man for this Titan team.
And at full stride, he looked very fast. He's a long strider there, Dumont.
I could have caught him.
8:54 to play, third quarter for our friends over at Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Hand up on first down, and there's the Cardinals stuffing the run. Dare say that went for no gain. It looked like it, but it still gave him a yard and a half. Up to the 30, so it'll be second down at about 8 yards.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a phrase you haven't said yet. Titans run for no or no game, but that was Braylon Villarreal on the tackle.
It feels like that maybe was a little bit of a forward progress, and maybe they pushed him backward a little bit, which I haven't said yet either.
Two phrases.
Clock running here, 8:20 to go. Second and eight for the Titans. Two receivers split wide right. Crowley under center, I formation. And there's the give to Dumont off the right side. Nobody touches him out to the 20. Bounces outside to the 10. Collision leads forward to maybe the 6-yard line. We'll see the official spot, but a nice run by Dumont. He's downfield 12 yards before anybody comes close to touching him. Well blocked.
That's what I was going to say. I was joking when I said I could have caught him in the kickoff, but I will tell you, I do think I would have picked up 8 yards on that one because there was nobody there. That was a great job by the Titan line.
And I was optimistic. They spotted at the 8-yard line, but it's still first and goal for Lumen Christie from there inside of 8 minutes in the third quarter.
I think we're going to have another phrase that you haven't had to say yet also not be said again, and that's three and out by the Cardinal D. And, boy, I'm glad Brian's my partner. All the phrases that you would never say.
There's a handoff. Cardinals pile it up. So it'll still go for about 3 yards, maybe at the 5. And so it'll be second and goal from there.
Biedenkopf on the stop for the Cardinals.
Say Bryce Badenkopf. Badenkopf, excuse me. It's the first original Cardinal tackler. After that, you can just start naming names because there are about 8 guys on top of them.
Dumont back into the game, it looks like.
Here's where a Crowley fake bootleg would be an automatic touchdown.
He's under center here. Dumont deep. Rayburg, the fullback. They give it to Dumont. Sidesteps. There's a little jump cut there to the outside, and he walks it in. Might have laid a finger on it, but nothing more. Touchdown, Lumen, 34-21.
Yeah, that was an automatic one, too. I'm telling you, Doug, whether it's, you know, and it's both ways. Kudos to the Lumen Christie offensive line, their running backs. I mean, they're just all really skilled. And I really don't know. That has to be a helpless feeling when you're the Cardinal defensive coordinator. Like, what do we call here to try to stop? We tried to sell out. Crowley burned us with an 80-yard touchdown pass.
Extra point attempt here on the touchdown, sponsored by Brent Family Chiropractic. Kick is up and through. And make it 35-21. 14-point lead again for the Lumen Christie Titans. Cardinals get it back when we return. 30-second commercial break and a kickoff coming up. 35-21, Lumen Christie leads on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
We missed the flag there. They re-kicked the extra point and missed it this time. So we do end up at 34-21, Lumen Christie, as they moved it back and re-kicked.
Yeah, I mean, that was a late flag. People had gone off the field, and we were commercial. We were enjoying our bugles.
And the Snyder's,
yeah,
cheddar cheese pretzel,
yep,
sandwiches.
Not bad for first game.
Yeah. We'll pick up our steam later in the year. Although I feel at some point you and I both end up getting on these like health kicks where it's like, how about cucumbers and cheese cubes?
Well, that's coming later.
Maybe that's a basketball season thing. When we know we're gonna be indoors.
After we just feed ourselves for all of football.
6:37 to play here in the third quarter. Brought to you by Spring Harbor Lumber and Home Center. 34-21, Lumen Christie lead, but that missed extra point. Will that be the difference maker? We'll see. Cardinals to receive. Kick is a high one. At the 10, Travis Collins sidesteps the defender. Gets it out to about the 25. And they'll put out a 24. The forward progress gets out there. Oh, and then he moves it over even a little bit closer to the 25. Collins kind of getting up a little high there, where I would say, hey, against Lumen, maybe stay.
Yeah.
Jump up there. Somebody's going to come through and knock.
That someone was Sean Walecki.
And if you want to give an excuse for Salazar on the extra point miss, he's again down with what appears to be kind of a leg cramp on the sideline.
Yeah, but that's the one where if you miss, you just fake it.
First and 10, Cardinals, 6.5 to play in the third. They're spotted at their own 25-yard line. Beautiful weather night for our opening night of football here. Glad it's happening tonight, too, because there's rain in the forecast for tomorrow.
Yep.
We got a perfect day here at Lumen Christi High School.
I need to mention, Tomas, the clock keeper, has not cramped yet.
No. And now the Cardinals may be a false start here.
Two guys in motion and everybody moving, I'd say there was something. It took actually a lot longer for them to throw that flag and blow that whistle than it should have.
By the way, thanks to the officiating crew for making it out tonight. I know, shout out to Tim Hoffman, senior and junior.
Is Tim out there?
No, longtime officials, though, and they're trying to recruit additional MHSA officials going forward and looking to get some young people into that gig. So if you're interested at all in officiating, MHSAA.com, and you'll find the proper information you need to make that happen. First and 15 here from the 20-yard line now for Michigan Center. Empty backfield for Hinkle. And a weird.
Yeah.
The Cardinals trying to not false start. Some of them didn't move at all.
Well, that got snapped. Hinkle did a good job just catching that snap because he was not. That was not snapped when it was supposed to be.
And I don't know how that wasn't a procedure penalty, except maybe they snapped it early rather than late or something. Nobody moved. 6:26 to play, and now second out of 15 for the Cardinals with another error there. Hinkle empty backfield. Now looks over the sideline for the play call. Connor Stallions over there. And now again, okay. Hinkle calls for the snap and can't get it.
We have some miscommunication. I don't know that I've seen that many receivers down the field that far before the ball was snapped.
Everybody knew the snap count except the center.
Yeah.
And he's the only one who needed to know. 6:26 to go, another 5 yards back for the Cardinals. So from first and 10 at their own 25, now we've got second down and 20 from the 15.
We'll just see if the snap count.
They still go empty backfield. Two wide to the right, one to the left for Hinkle, back to throw. They set up an inside screen. Titans right there on it. They lose maybe half a yard on that. They'll put it back on the 15 and make it third down and 20. And that's a play they ran successfully a couple times. Now the Titans kind of recognize it, I think.
Yeah, and whether that was Wes Learn and Isaac Rayberg that sniffed that out themselves, or that's one of those adjustments we talked about at halftime, but they sniffed that one out.
They were all probably looking at the tablets there in the locker room with that play, like you see the NFL players do.
But instead of looking at film, they were like playing like Angry Birds.
Galaga. I don't know what they play now. There's Hinkle to pass on third and 20. He's got a step deep and could have been picked off. Two Cardinals in the area, but it comes off of the defender's hands for Lumen. Incomplete pass, and that'll bring a fourth and 20 and a punt. That was Adam Fuller breaking up the play, as they say. You know, you gotta give him a hard time to say he didn't make that interception, but he broke up the play, and that's really on fourth and 20 now set up. They're probably better off to let them try to punt it from way back here near their end zone.
And in Adam's defense, he could still have, like, Schlinkerberger grease on his hands.
Oh, I think that's
it's possible.
I would if I was him.
Yeah, I sure would.
There's quite a punt by Verkey Pyle. It doesn't go very far, and it really gets back to the original line the original first down marker and bounces backwards. So pretty great field position here for the Titans with a two-score lead and 5:27 on the clock here in the third quarter. And the first half just flew by. And since then, and the clock has stopped a lot more here in the second half. Third quarter brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber at Home Center.
I think maybe Tomas is cramping. And he's just not even pressing start because this clock is just too slow right now.
34-21, Titans lead with the football back. Crowley comes out to lead the Titan squad out of the field. From the 34 right now. Cash Kalahar split wide left. Very talented catcher for this Lumen Christi team, lost in the state championship game this year in baseball. Pitch out to Dumont, and he carries it down to the 25-yard line. Close to a first down. They'll call it just short, make it second down in about 6 inches. Dumont runs, we mentioned his quickness and some elusiveness there, but he runs with a little power there at the end of the run, too.
He finishes him off, doesn't he?
Yeah.
We have another player down, and again, another cramp.
Stretching them out here on the field. 5:11. The clock stops here. 34-21 our score. Titans with the ball. Second down and short in Michigan center territory.
Do you think the X-Man Xavier Gallant is like warming up? Even though he graduated, do you think he's like, okay, I'm going to get the ball 15 times this fourth quarter?
Let me go three carries, three touchdowns.
Yep. This is X time. You know, Steve, we've seen this time and time again with Lumen games where a team manages to keep it close and you feel pretty good about yourself. And then whether it's that they wear you out or the adjustments are made, that second, early in the third quarter, I'd like to know the stats of what Lumen outscores teams in the third quarter.
I know, I wish we had that, like over the last handful of years or even in the two state championship seasons. Just to have that stat would be pretty cool. Maybe we should research it.
It would require a phone call. And I bet you we could get those numbers, but we're both busy guys, and I don't know if we can spare time for that phone call.
Well, I mean, and nobody would even have thought about it if you didn't just bring it up. So thanks for blowing our cover. Now I feel like I have to make that
now
call.
We have to research.
We could probably get Tomas to...
Yeah, we're going to get that
on him.
We're going to get that number. We need to know what Lumen Christi outscored their opponents in the third quarter by.
In the last 2 years.
You can get that for us, right?
The last 2 championship years. Just third quarters. Especially at home. Can we split the home away splits, too?
No, you're asking too much.
5 minutes to go, third quarter, 34-21. Second and short. The give is to Rayburg. He's going to do what Rayburg does and carry it inside of the 20. You needed 6 inches. He gets you about 7 yards. And now another Titan player down. And this might be more than a cramp.
Yeah, is that Rayburg?
Yeah, it seems like it was.
You know, he looked when he went down, he kind of tripped on the turf and went down hard. So I don't know if that's a – we won't speculate.
No. It's, trainer's out. Rayburg goes to his back. 4:55 to play, 34-21. It will be first and 10 from the 19-yard line here. And checking out the extremities. Let's take 60 seconds here on the broadcast for the injury, and we'll be back with more. Titans lead it here on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
.448 to play here as the clock starts as the injured player leaves the field. It was Isaac Rayburg. And he's on his own power, so get a little treatment. Crowley now with Dumont the deep back. No, they switch to get Cadell Williams back in. He runs a counter to the outside. Down to the 10, gets contact, drives further down to the 5. Driven out of bounds down there, so he gets about 14 yards on the carry. And it'll be first and goal for the Titans from the 5-yard line.
You know, compared to what we normally see, Cadell Williams doesn't have a huge volume of carries, but when he's carried it, he's been effective.
Yeah, but it not exclusive to him. The Titans' running game has just been outstanding, and really full credit going to the offensive line and even those receivers blocking for the Titans. How many times have we seen them run it to the outside and go untouched for 5 or 10 yards with nothing but green?
That's a good point.
Crowley fakes it. There's that play fake. Hides the football and bootlegs it into the end zone.
I feel like that's unstoppable because you have to give all your resources to stop that middle run.
If once some heady linebacker for the Cardinals had noticed that Crowley didn't give it away, maybe they can catch him. But how can you even tell? He does such a great ball fake where you almost can't even tell from up here if he's got it or not. So we've got a 40-21 now Titan lead with 3:45 to play in the third quarter.
Oh, they're going for two.
A 2-point try. Another play fake. Crowley gonna throw. Under pressure, gets the throw away into the end zone and caught for the 2-point conversion. Makes it 42-21. Doubling up the Cardinals' score. 2-score lead for the Titans. No flag, so I don't think they have to repeat that try. And with that, we'll take a 30-second commercial break and come back with a kickoff on WKHM.
Hey there again, Jackson. This is Joel at Phelps Towing, wishing you all a happy and safe summer. Don't forget to give us a shout if you've spent a little too much time on the lake and happen to lock your keys in your car. Or even worse yet, your car won't start. We offer all types of vehicle services and are here to serve you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, even on holidays. Phelps Towing is a family-owned company, and our goal is to serve Jackson County and the surrounding areas with honest, dependable service in your time of need. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921. That's 764-1921.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Sales are to kick off for the Titans, leading 42-21, Michigan Center. Deep to return, Travis Collins and Braylon Brown. Brown will field this one at the 2. Off to the right side, cuts it to the left at the 15, jab steps. Gets away from a tackler now, reverses field. Too many Titans to get away from. Brown will go down at about the 18-yard line. Cardinals first and 10 from there.
And even though Brown is one of those also special athletes, the Titans return unit just all did what they're supposed to do. They all stayed in their lanes.
Yep.
Nobody did try to do extra. And, boy, you just don't usually see good returns against that Lumen squad. Very disciplined.
I believe we have 29-14 Western leading.
You could say anything, and I'll believe you.
Yeah, it was a poorly typed text message. 3:37 to play here. Cardinals trailing by 3 scores. First and 10. A little misdirection. Handoff goes across the middle and taken down immediately back at the 17. Is Braylon Brown on the carry.
Man, Steve, it wasn't but 9 game minutes ago where Cardinals were receiving a kick down 7, feeling like it was a game, and it feels like the air out of this, you know, it's just gone. It feels like people kind of thinking that center's out of it now. They might be.
And Hinkle in the backfield. Did we get a timeout?
False start call again.
That we saw that for the Cardinals. We didn't see anything like that the whole first half, and now here in the second half, they've had just a lot of trouble getting into the play.
Yeah, some center quarterback miscommunications a couple times, a couple of false starts.
I mean, you got a couple different guys on the line, as we mentioned, with a couple of injuries. So if we want to make an excuse, that's the best I can do. Hinkle looking over to get the play. Telling the line, getting set, out of the shotgun, snaps a little low, he picks it up, he's got time, he throws downfield, and throws a little short, picked off. Going for forward up the sideline, intercepted at the 41-yard line. Who you got on the pick? Jack Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
Titans get the football back here. And that was, again, a throw where the receiver maybe had a step, a little underthrown by Hinkle. And just a great play there by the Titans defensive backs. And we see that so often. 2:32 to play here in the third, and 42-21, Titans get the football back.
Well, Grandpa Jerry should be proud of that pick, because I don't think Grandpa Jerry's ever done anything athletically that talented right there. He'll say he's a good golfer.
A lot of people say that. There was a little trouble with the snap, it looked like, at first, but Crowley is still able to get that football away to the fullback, Isaac Rayburg, who left. Oh, no, it's not Rayburg. On the carry there, I had Drew Sweeney.
You know, that's kind of been a staple of Lumen Christi football, too, is about this point in the game, you know, late in the third quarter, or and then usually the whole fourth quarter, it's new runners.
Yeah.
And it's always guys that actually have some talent, too.
Right.
Like, not just typical four-string guys.
Nope. Minute 55 to go here in the third, still for Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. And let's see who's... The backs are, and now flag comes in. I think we may get false start against the Titans. And that is the call.
False start against the Titans by your penalty. Gotta move it back. Make it second down and eight.
Second down and looks like nine and a quarter yards. With a 42-21 lead for the Titans, a minute 43 to play here in the third quarter.
You know, sometimes we talk about costly false start penalties and things like that, but doesn't it just feel like that just means it's a couple more plays before Lumen scores than it would have been, at least as of now? Centers still have yet to stop them.
Cardinals jump. Titans jump afterwards. It's got to be offsides on Michigan Center, I expect. That is the call. So move it 5 yards the other way, and we'll get back to that second down and about 3 yards.
Offsides,
4 yards.
Boy, early on you talked about what a clean game and very few penalties.
Yeah.
This second half has been riddled with flags.
So minute 31 still to go here, and the clock running in the third quarter. Shout out to Tom Ratchford. Final score, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep 49, Detroit Central 14. That Pontiac team is who the Titans will travel to play next week. I formation here for Lumen. Snap goes, gives to Williams. And sidestep, spins away for a defender, jumps out into the backfield, and all the way down to the 20. And that is, again, we talk about Cadell's burst and some of the things he does in the open field, but right there in traffic, just bouncing through, spinning away, and finding a way on something that maybe could have been stopped for 3 yards and turns into a nice full gain, moves the chains, and they're down to the 20-yard line with a first and 10 in the red zone. Under a minute to play in the third.
And Steve, Cadell does it in different ways too. Like, he'll jump cut you one run, and then the next time he'll spin on you, or he'll just burst on the outside. Like, he can do it in all sorts of different ways.
Our bully guys, he'll go through and power run at you. All of a sudden you think he's just a finesse back, and then he gives you lowers a shoulder on you. 38 seconds. Take the pitch out, give to the fullback. Head of steam, and I think we got 7 yards on the carry. Second down and about 12. Or second down and about 3. We'll get him at the 17.
And that will be our last play of the third quarter.
42-21, Titans lead. Third quarter brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center on Spring Arbor Road. Tell them I sent you. Check out their fine line of steel products. I'm a fan of those. And let's go ahead and take 60 seconds. We come back, it'll be the fourth quarter with a 42-21 Lumen Christie lead on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle and Rico Suave himself, Brian Gerardo Haynes.
I like that.
We head to the fourth quarter, brought to you by Fuller's Chem Dry. They do all the chem dry stuff. Nick Fuller, also proprietor at Schlenker's.
Yeah.
We've been talking about that a little bit as they hand off to Cadell Williams. Turned away, changes direction, spins away, unable to be brought down. Second and three from the 13, and he just takes all 13 yards into the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen, 48-21 Titans.
That one almost looked like in an 8-year-old flag football game where there's one kid that's just way overdeveloped. He looked like that kid. And there was nobody that even really stuck their shoulder in there, I think.
A touchdown brought to you by Brett Family Chiropractic. See them about an adjustment today.
Dr. Brett, I'm telling you, magical.
Magic fingers. Kick, the hold down kick is up, and that's a touchdown. So first play of the fourth quarter, and the Titans get into the end zone again, 49-21. 30 seconds. We'll kick it off again here on WKHM, online at WKHM.com. Perhaps we'll keep it here on the broadcast.
Oh, well.
I don't know if maybe our producer didn't think they would score right away.
Well, he's not the only one. Over betters rejoice. Uncle Scott Miller, rejoice if you had the over.
49-21, our score, 11:52 to play here in the fourth quarter. Cardinals down by a score at halftime, and even in partway into the third quarter after their last touchdown, and now find themselves down by four scores. And
the old Abe Lincoln
yeah. Deficit. Oh, man, we were hanging hard on that one. I was trying to think of how I was going to say it.
Well, I was waiting.
Four scores and 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Our forefathers.
Four scores and 7 minutes ago. Center was in the game.
If Michigan Center could score four times in 7 minutes.
I know they can't stop them.
Fielded at about the 10-yard line, breaking a tackle. Staying on his feet past the 25 out to the 28-yard line. And we have Braylon Brown on the return. No, it's a forward with the carry.
First and 10 for the Cardinals.
Michigan Center. First and 10, Cardinal football.
We were really impressed last year when we saw center a couple times of Brennan Forward.
Yeah.
Hard-nosed kid with some speed.
Yeah, and again, talking to Troy Allen on the media day, they said, you know, we don't have a ton of seniors, but the juniors we have experience. They played a lot as freshmen and even sophomores last year. due to some injuries and stuff. And so, you know, that's kind of the silver lining of having an injury plague year is that some of those younger players get some experience. Now they hand off on first down and take it for about 4 yards on the carry. And that's a new ball carrier for Michigan Center on that play is Davion King.
Yeah, and I tell you what, have you ever seen Davion? Man, it looks like he's chiseled out of stone.
Well, nice carry there. They give him 5 yards, second and five for Michigan Center.
Davion did look like he had a little burst right there.
Yeah.
And he's strong, I'm telling you.
From the 34, coming across is Atkins. Jet sweep out to the 35, not much
Atkins
more. Third down. And about 5 yards, 4 yards here for the Cardinals on inside of 11 minutes to play.
Yeah, now when you're Michigan Center, you have four plays to pick up a first down. You know, maybe they'd punt if it was fourth and 20, but
yeah,
anything under 10, I'm sure they're going for it. And why not?
Leave it all on the field. You got nothing to lose. 10 and a half to play. Substitution. That's Berkeypile coming in as a receiver.
Nice shiny green shoes.
Yeah, right. You don't notice them almost until he comes out here. They give it to Davion again, and it looks like he'll get a couple. Not a first down. He's going to be near there. As a Cardinal player jumping off on one leg, Chris Fox, he's already had a cramp issue before. Let's hope that's all it is. And it looks like he's going to go get stretched out. Third down and inches here for the Cardinals after the run there by King. Now they say first down.
It's just officials that wanted to keep the clock running.
If I'm honest, Brian, for where that spot is, that is a yard short of where the first down would have been. I'm just going by where it was. So they're on the 38-yard line. I thought they needed to get the 39 to get there. Nevertheless, first down. And they hand off again to the backfield. This time the Titans are back there with them. Davion King's going to lose a yard. Second down and 11 from the 37. 9:28 to play.
Nice tackle there by Keegan Grandy. He wrestled Davion King to the turf. Speaking of wrestlers, do you have an old-time favorite? Who was your guy back?
So my first guy was the Junkyard Dog.
I like the Junkyard Dog.
Hard not to.
Wow.
And then eventually the Hitman, Brett the Hitman Hart.
Okay, yeah.
And I know your son named after him. Oh, there was maybe a miscommunication on the route there as Hinkle tries to go to forward over there, and it goes through the defender's hands. Jackson Patrick almost had another one. That was coming in with laser speed, though, from the Hinkle rocket arm. Third down and 11 now for Hinkle's Cardinals with under 9 minutes to play, 49-21 they trail.
I got a Paul Varner text telling me that Jerry Fitzpatrick is not Jack's grandfather.
Oh.
So I take it back.
They go back out to forward. He makes the catch, leans forward, and stays on his feet past the first down marker, and that'll get it to the 49-yard line and a first down for the Cardinals. That Hinkle forward connection that against the lesser team would probably be breaking records out here. I mean, these guys are slinging it around. I really do think I couldn't be more complimentary to the way the Cardinals have come out and toughed it up against this good Lumen Christi team and made a good showing. They're going to, you know, it's not going to be enough, come up a little short this year, but if you were looking for improvement over last year's game, they definitely had that, and at moments looked like they might stick around the whole game.
And for sure on the offensive side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little misdirection in the backfield. Nice way to run away from the defense and head of steam and plowing through a defender there at the end of the run.
Tyree Jones, the ball carrier.
Michigan Center with a first down there from Tyree Jones into Lumen territory at the 38-yard line.
Tyree, just a sophomore. We saw him have a nice kick return, too. Tyree finished that run off well.
Yeah. Clock running under 8 minutes before we get the snap here. 49-21, Titans lead. Cardinals moving now. Snaps to Hinkle. Well, QB option. He keeps it. Might have been the wrong decision as he's going to get chased all the way back to the 44-yard line in Cardinal territory, or in, yeah, their own territory. So from a first and 10 at the Lumen 38.
Being
second and a million.
Being real athletic does sometimes, you know, that was a case where I think Hinkle thought he could still make a play, but there were just too many Lumen defenders around him.
36-14 is the score over at Western as they're dominating Dearborn Divine Chow. We'll head over to, we might be going to their building to watch them play the Titans later this year. Hinkle out of the shotgun, takes the snap, looking downfield, gets the throwaway. He's got a man open, caught, but out of bounds. Flying out of bounds was Bodie Atkins, made the catch, couldn't get his feet in bounds, and so to bring a fourth down at about 26.
Good coverage by Nolan Huff, the junior for Lumen. He was running stride for stride with Atkins.
Atkins has had a nice game today as a pass catcher. Hinkle knows he's got a few weapons out there. So now here is with 6:55 to play in the fourth quarter. 49-21 Titan lead. Fourth quarter brought to you again by Fuller's ChemDry. Hinkle with the third down and 26 play. Hands it off. Breaks a tackle, and Tyree Jones takes it past the 50. Just past the 50. It won't quite make it to the 49, but it'll be fourth down there and 22.
That was Salazar with the tackle.
Salazar playing over there in the D line. He made a couple tackles on special teams today, actually.
Yeah, he's had a nice game. I don't know if this is just Hinkle show off your arm time.
No, he gives it up to Jones on a sweep here. Jones gets some contact, tries to stay on his feet. He's going to get brought down to 45, so still couldn't quite make it back to that original line of scrimmage, but it'd be Titan football on their own 45 here.
Steve, with just 6:09 to play, this is the moment where you see Lumen just eat that clock up.
Yeah. Stay tuned following the final gun here for our industrial steel treating player of the game. Our coverage tonight brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee, Soft Water, Arrow Quick Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling.
I don't know that there's a 100% certainty that you and I are going to agree on who the player of the game is.
It's going to be tough.
A lot of candidates.
Yeah.
Might be the trainer.
She's definitely, I hope she's wearing a fit watch or something, yeah, to tell her how many steps she's gotten in tonight, just running in and out of the field.
She's stretching out Mason Herney's cramp now.
Titans on the field. Play action fake. And a hand up the middle, and he got a couple yards and then twisted back. And so we got a couple substitutions, and I think on the run there, we'll get about 4 yards, Bashinsky, and then we had handing off to him, the new quarterback in, is Benny Gaston. Heck of a baseball player that Benny Gaston. Had a great run there as the Titans went to the state finals.
Hey, you did a couple baseball games, didn't you?
A lot of baseball games, a lot of Titan games. They just kept winning. It was, the most baseball I've caught. It was a lot of fun, actually. I got to go to MSU and do some games. There's a pitch out, and a big run. Still on his feet. Twisting away from defender. Still on his feet. Down to the 20. Inside of the 20 to the 16-yard line. Who knew anything about what to expect from Amarion play? We know he can knock down triples.
He can knock down triples from the corner. Apparently he can run the football a little bit. Because that was a burst.
That was quite a burst. Clay down to the 18-yard line. First and 10 from there for the Titans with 5:02 to play and the clock running in a 49-21 lead. All signs coming up Titans right now. And there's another give up the middle to Bushinski. Fighting for whatever he can get. He stays on his feet. He gets down to the 15, maybe to the 14, and that is where they'll single him down. So second down at about 4 here for the Titans. From their own 19-yard, or from the Michigan Center 19-yard line. Or excuse me, inside of their 14. Things getting blurry here. It's late in our first game of the year.
Well, we're running out of steam, too.
Are we? I'm not. Powered by Ghost Energy Drink. You know what I need to do is get one of those hot. I need to start with the energy drink and go with the Ghost Hydration after that. They have those now. And
what's the deal with that?
You just match. They have some of the same flavors, although I find I like the strawberry kiwi the best. So they give to Bushinski again into the pile. And I think he's just short of the 10, so it'll break third and about 2.
You know, things start getting carried away when we start talking, you know, energy drink flavors. And what was a good game, even like you said, halfway through the third quarter, has now just turned into a 49-21
drubbing. And if you were here to watch, though, you don't feel like a drubbing ensued. Feel like Michigan Center maybe ran out of steam, maybe just didn't make as many plays, but and Lumen Christi capitalized at every opportunity.
Yeah, like we said earlier, too, it's hard to decide, was it coaching, you know, adjustments yeah. or was it players wearing people out or, you know, what it was, but probably a combination.
A little bit of all of it. Who dealt with the cramps the best? Both sides have had to deal with it. So we're countdown 3:05 on the clock here. 49-21 the score.
Third down and nine.
We get a penalty against the Titans. So we'll move it back outside of the 15. And they put it on the about the 17, it looks like. And there's a give again to Clay. And again, he just hits the line with a lot of momentum already. He's very speedy. And manages to move the pile down to the 10. So it's going to be fourth and about 1.
And we've seen Clay on the basketball floor. And, you know, on there, he looks pretty slight.
Yeah.
But he's running with some power.
Yep. Maybe another product of that off-season Titans weightlifting program. We've seen that change bodies from year to year.
I thought you were going to say we've seen that as if you and I have seen the weight room.
No, I walked past the door one time.
In the off-season.
No. I walked past the door one time during basketball season, but I never stepped foot inside. Eye formation here. Gives to Bushinski. He's going to get the first down. Stop at the 5. Keeps the clock running down to 2:04. And 49-21. I don't know if that'll be our final or not yet. 2:04 feels like enough time for Lumen to punch this in. They're not going to rush up to the line and snap it, though.
And that is one thing that Lumen is also very good about is not running things up. Now, if they have to run plays, you know, you can't tell a kid to just not try.
Right.
But they'll definitely take a knee if that gives the opportunity to do so.
Minute 37.
It looks like it is.
And they are going to go victory formation here right now. Benny Gasson takes a knee. He's somebody over on the sideline. But we didn't see anybody counting their fingers trying to figure out if they can knee it to the end of the game.
And Benny Gaston's probably thinking, I wonder what would happen if I pretended like it, and then I ran it in.
Fake it.
It might be your last touchdown you ever score in a Titan jersey. Might be worth it. You'd be a legend.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's only a sophomore, so he's got a few years of wanting to stick around. And
you don't know what Benny Gaston's thinking. Maybe he'd rather be a legend.
Maybe he's could I be a legend on my own merits, or... Do I have to pull off this? He's got a good chance. really, I saw Benny Gasson. And again, I hate to go back to baseball, but excellent fielder. Saw him come in and pitch well. And big game-winning hits for the Titans, too. And I think that's going to do it for us here. As the clock runs out, 49-21 will be the final. Boone Christie Titans come away with the win. Michigan Center was feeling froggy, and they stuck around longer than I think people wanted them to, or expected them to, maybe. But in the end, come up a little short against the Division 7 state champion, Lumen Christie Titans, in Division 6 this year. This might not be the last time these teams meet. I think Michigan Center is going to make a run this year. They're going to look very good against competition that's not Lumen Christie.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they didn't meet up.
Yeah. So let's take a three-minute break here on the postgame. We'll come back and get our player of the game. Thank you again to our fourth quarter sponsor, Fuller's Chem Dry. And let's all meet for lunch sometime at Schlenker's.
Let's do it.
Deal? All right, we'll be back after 3 minutes of the postgame here on WKHM Online at WKHM.com.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Bring home select L-Series equipment for $0 down, 0% APR for up to 84 months. Plus, save up to $300 now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details. King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson on Lansing Avenue. Find them online at KubotaKings.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Prime Cuts Meat Market, all natural grass-fed meats and seafood. Prime Cuts specializes in prime and choice beef, pork, poultry, and seafood, plus smoked hams, bacon, sausage, and more. Make life easy with their meals to go counter in the deli with salads, sandwiches, pies, and bread. Prime Cuts offers a great selection of specialty groceries too. They even have over 250 items made in Michigan and over 180 made in house. It's big city selection with small town charm. Meat, deli, grocery, Prime Cuts on Horton Road in Jackson.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the postgame here. Lumen Christie again wins 49-21. Stay unbeaten here in the early part of the season. Game one. Titans had it was the offensive attack. Michigan Center offense was actually excellent, but they couldn't get a stop on the other side, and I think that was the difference maker. Just they knew what to do offensively, and they did pretty well. But when you get no stops, Lumen Christie kind of just imposes their will on offense, and they'll do that all year. I think we'll see that all year.
Am I mistaken if I say their only stop was because the fourth quarter clock ran out?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think every time Lumen had the ball, they scored.
Yeah.
Nope, they got it back with 15 seconds to go in the half. They didn't score two. So
I'm unwilling, so to, count those, I'm unwilling to count those moments where they decided not to run a play, but that is how it felt, and that was the difference maker. Hinkle looked excellent. He did throw one interception. Part of that really about the pass rush, not even about his throwing. But threw a couple touchdowns, had 135 yards in the first half. Just a nice day for Hinkle overall. I hope he keeps his head held high, and I think he will. Tough kid. He's going to be a nice quarterback for the Cardinals all year.
I thought Braylon Brown had a really good game as well. Uh-huh. You know, there were definite bright spots. And as you said, big improvement from a year ago.
Yeah, Bodie Atkins was good. Forward. The offense, yeah, a lot of bright spots on the offense. Defense, I'm sure there were guys that if you asked the Cardinals coaches and staff that had a nice game tonight, but nobody who stood out to us to even spotlight a little bit except for a couple couple tackles maybe in the open field a couple times. But overall, just an imposing offense here for the Titans. And with weapons all over the field, too, seemed like whoever they wanted to bring in to the backfield had a nice job. It had a nice run. It was Cadell Williams, and it was Josh Dumont, and it was Rayburg, and then it was even Amarion Clay.
Yeah.
So they're deep as far as the running back position, and that's something great for the Titans, especially when you return somebody like Cadell Williams, who's got a chance to be one of the top guys in the state of Michigan this year as a running back.
Steve, I thought you said something really smart for once, too, where you were talking about even the Lumen Christi receivers and their blocks, because it was not just the line, but their receiving core and the blocks they made that gave people like Josh Dumont just open fields to run on the outside was impressive.
We got some statistics here from the Titans to run down here. Let's go ahead and nail our player. Well, let's read through this, and then we'll go to the player game. So, Cadell Williams, 14 carries, 156 yards, 3 touchdowns. Pretty nice day. Dumont, 7 carries, 60 yards, and a touchdown. Timmy Crowley, 2 carries, 16 yards, but 2 touchdowns. Then you've got Isaac Rayburg, 7 carries, 85 yards. Kenyon Bushinski, 4 carries, 15. Clay, 2 carries, 40 yards. Sean Walicki, 3 carries, 16 yards. For the Cardinals, rushing, Travis Collins, 1 carry, 1 yard. Hayden Hinkle, 7 carries, 0 yards. Braylon Brown, 8 carries, 88 yards, and a touchdown. That's actually huge, although he had 80 yards on that one run.
Yep.
Davion King, 3 carries, 8 yards. Brennan Forward, 1 carry, 12 yards. Tyree Jones, 3 carries, 22 yards. And then Bodie Atkins had 1 carry for 11 yards. Crowley goes 3 for 3 passing, 113 yards, and a touchdown. Hinkle goes 11 for 19. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, 11 for 19, 135 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Receiving for the Titans, 3 catches for Cash Kalahar, 113 yards and a score. Cardinals, 2 catches, Bodie Atkins, 29 yards, touchdown. Trey Collins, 1 catch, 49 yards. Braylon Brown, 3 catches, 13 yards. Brennan Forward, 4 catches, 35 yards and a TD. And Collins, 1 catch for 9 yards. That's Travis Collins. So that was that's the stats there. And as much as Cadell Williams, 14 carries, 156 yards, and 3 touchdowns is massive, I think I want to go with Timmy Crowley for the player of the game tonight with the 2 touchdown runs, the big third down conversion in the first possession. They had that big throw and catch for the first down when it was 3rd and 16. And I think that really ends up being a big play to keep them ahead, and they're very good at playing from ahead, the Titans.
And I agree. Crowley was so efficient with everything. And it's also a testament to how good Cadell Williams is, because you just mentioned his stats. How many times is somebody going to have those stats and not be player of the game? It's almost like you and I, as just people, say, well, that's no big deal. He'll do that every game or and more.
Yeah, and gosh, yeah, who can you take that for granted for? They're virtually every other running back in the area has 14 carries, 156 yards, and 3 touchdowns. It's their career night.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cadell Williams is going to be a weapon for the Titans all year. So we'll wrap it up here again, 49-21, the final. Player of the game is brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. And Timmy Crowley brought the heat to the game tonight for Industrial Steel Treating, bringing the heat to high school football. IST, over 80 years in Jackson County, thanks to their loyal employee family. We're glad to have them on as a sponsor. Thanks to all of our game sponsors, Industrial Steel Treating for the first quarter, Prime Cut second quarter, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center for the third, Fuller's Chem Dry in the fourth quarter. Our touchdown sponsor, Brent Family Chiropractic, endorsed by the professor. And thank you for tuning in tonight, our first game of the year. And we'll be in action next week, Jackson High. And they are hosting, I believe it's Waverly. So we will be ready to go for you again Friday, 6:45 for the broadcast, 7 o'clock for the kickoff. The Professor Brian Haynes and me coming to you from Dungy Field at Withington Stadium. And I hope you'll join along our final. The other scores we had, a couple finals. Congratulations to Ben Pack getting his debut win at Springport, 28-13 win over Dansville.
Only guy in town in football that's been around longer than Salazar.
Tecumseh 47-7, the final in their win over Northwest. As we mentioned, Lumen Christi will play Pontiac Notre Dame Prep on the road next week, 49-14. They beat Detroit Central. Onstead 35-20 win over Napoleon. We had Vandercook Lake going down 26-0. I think we had them losing that
Sand Creek.
Yeah. And I don't know if I got a final yet from the game across town, but 36-14, it looks like the final there for Western to get their first win. What they hope is a good year this year. That's been a great program the last few years at Western. So thanks again to Ike Watts. Glad to have him back for a game tonight in the home studio. And thanks to you, Brian. It was fun. Just one night on the start of the season, a long season, I hope, again, and maybe we end up at Ford Field. Who knows?
Well, I'll tell you what, if the offense of Lumen Christi continues that, because as you were naming the stats, how about the averages?
Right.
I mean, the stats were impressive, but the averages, I mean, we're talking per carry 12 yards a carry.
Yeah,
just crazy.
But yeah.
Impressive showing.
We'll look forward to seeing Lumen again in a couple weeks. We'll be back here again soon. Before the weather gets bad, certainly. So thanks again to all of our sponsors, and we'll wrap it up here from Lumen Christi. Final score again, 49-21. Titans win on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.